Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Alright, it's time for a very special episode of N4G Radio. Don't make fun of my damn voice. I'm gonna do that voice every time I start. Oh shit, I dropped my twisty tie.
No!
But we have a very special episode. We have a very special guest on the show this week. We have the admin of N4G and writer for ZT Game Domain. And most requested person on the show outside of obviously Gamus Con. Because we all know how Gamus Con is.
Gamus Con has a legion of followers.
He does. But I think our special guest this week has more followers than you on Twitter now.
Snap.
Dun, 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 dun.
Take that, Gamus Con.
So we have Catastrophe on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hey, are you going to say anything? You're over there dancing, Killer
what
Wolverine.
Are you doing?
What the hell?
No, I'm good.
This is
I'm so excited she's on the show.
I'm sure that's what it was, yes. All right. Also with us, we have Gamus Con.
Greetings, programs.
You're an afterthought now, Gamus.
Who's Gamus Con?
You're no longer the star.
Who is this guy?
Who is this Gamus Con? we have Killer Wolverine, Dancing Killer Wolverine.
Yeah, man.
Dancing Killer Wolverine.
And
that's your
have,
new nickname.
We have the Wombat.
Moo.
Snap. Where's my sound machine? There we
moo.
Go. Alright, so we're going to get into the fondling to start off, and I'm going to go to our special guest to start.
There you go.
Oh, man. Okay, well, hopefully I can get this right. Probably the most exciting game I've been playing this week is Ratchet & Clank: A Crack in Time. I'm plowing through the challenge mode now. I'm pretty confident I can plat this one, so working towards that.
Wow, she abbreviated it even.
Well, that's
plat.
You're not used to that yet?
No.
Mm-hmm. That must mean you don't have enough trophies.
Oh,
that's exactly what it means.
Oh.
And that's probably like the biggest, most awesomest game I'm working on. I haven't gotten back into Uncharted, which I'd like to play through on Crushing, but that's probably going to be like a Christmas treat. Otherwise, we've got Crystal Alliance for the iPhone, which is like an action strategy game I'm trying out.
Nice. What's the verdict so far?
Well, it's from the guys, Airship 2, and I reviewed their first title, Bunny Breeders.
Nice. Doesn't seem like it would be that hard.
No. The name held a lot of promise on that one. But yeah, I kind of hated it. So I was
but
really
they loved your review.
Yeah, I kind of joked to ZT, like, they came back and I'm like, we loved your review, we'll review this next game, and I'm like, oh my gosh, are these guys just, like, getting kicked in the nuts? But this game is much better. I like the look of it. I like the style. It's actually really hard, which I also like. So I'm only on level 7 of that right now. Nice. Also played Dark Nebula for the iPhone this week, which my review went live already.
Yes, it is.
And that's really cool. The lead guy on that was the lead designer for Battlefield 2.
Really?
So it has a lot of, it's really polished. It's like a ball roller. Basically, but the ball is a disc, so you know.
It's a disc roller.
Wow. And let's see, trying out Whipcrack on the 360. It's a downloadable indie game. That'll also be for review. And I'm still trying to figure out how that one's fun.
still trying to find the fun in the old Whipcrack.
Yeah. Well,
most of the indie games are pretty terrible, except for Avatar Drop, which is, might be the greatest dollar I ever spent.
See, this is $3.
Damn, jeez. No.
So, you know, we're
you could buy actual crack for that.
Exactly.
And an actual whip.
There you go. It'd be like a crack-smoking Indiana Jones, which actually would probably make a better game than whatever whip crack actually is.
I'd play that game.
And this, I don't know if I should put this under Fondling, but this is possibly the coolest thing I have for review. The Gunnar Optics Digital Performance Eyewear.
Like Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy, tell him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone that saw my tweets about that, I am possibly not the target demographic.
No, probably not.
Yeah. I look like...
They look like hunting glasses.
Yeah, they look like you were on the way to the shooting range.
Well, you know, I should try that. A few of my out northwesty friends mentioned they were like hunting glasses, yeah. Which I didn't realize.
Damn, we just showed our redneck.
Wow.
Yep. A little bit. So, I'm testing those out. They do help with the whole eye strain component. I already wear reading glasses, so I'd need to get them in a prescription anyway.
Right.
So I probably won't end up keeping these, but they're also, I don't know, I feel like maybe I should just tint my display yellow.
Nice. Yeah, that would be the only drawback, it seems like. It seems like they would mess with the colors in the game that you're playing.
Well, yeah, they would, probably. I've mostly been using them for, like, my N4G work and writing.
Gotcha.
So I haven't gotten to fire up, I don't know, hordes of orcs. What am I going to test them on? I'm a Mac girl. Fire them up for Civilization, see if it improves my gameplay.
There you go.
So that's pretty much my current fondling.
So now we have to do the future. What are you going to play this week?
Oh, pretty exciting stuff. I got Comet Crash, which is a tower defense game on PSN. I think that already came out a bit ago, but they released some updates, so that's why I'm playing it now. And because they gave it to me for free now.
Nice.
Awesome.
Can't be free.
Pretty much not. And then one of the Jumpstart games, which is, it's a kid's game. So I'm going to play that with my nephew and basically see how he does at it.
There you go.
You should invite Gambus over.
Yeah.
He's a master of Jumpstart.
Well, the last one, I've reviewed a Jumpstart title already with my niece and nephew. It was kind of rough for a while with, like, the Wiimote controls. Wiimotion not designed for children.
No.
Or me.
No. I don't think Wiimotion was designed for most people.
Yeah. At least most people under the age of 65.
Yeah, I thought I was about to watch a 4-year-old throw a controller through a television, like,
wow.
In ink.
Is it Killer Wolverine's kid?
Shit, I have a kid? Oh, man.
Maybe, you don't know.
Fortunately, no progeny that I know. I think we're safe on this one. But.
Let me ask you, does it really like meatballs?
Does it?
Does it? It.
Yes, well, the sexless relative of mine.
I apologize. I was still connecting it to Killer Wolverine, and I figure any child he has will be an it. So,
fortunately, they're too young to listen to this podcast.
I think a lot of people are too. Well, you might not be old enough to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Did I have to show ID?
It was at the door. Gambus Khan's the bouncer.
Yeah, that's
these
right.
These X's my hands are for. So I think that's all I can keep track of. I know I have a bunch of other iPhone games, and Ken can probably tell you the laughable number of emails I keep getting, people asking me how their game is going. Oh, no, that's the game I played. I played Bombies.
Bombies?
Yeah.
Bombies?
I remember that, the Hooey game or whatever.
Yeah, the Hooey game, the something about destroying Bombies.
Set us up the Bombies.
Yeah, it's, I figured out why it's called Bombies.
Are they
zombies that are bombs?
Wow.
Zombie bombs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
see,
wow.
See, I was thinking that this game was going to be like Bambi from the Walt Disney movie Bambi, and it comes back as a zombie.
Wow. That actually would be a great idea for a game, I think.
Zombie Bambi.
I would play Zombie Bambi.
It probably sounds good on paper, kind of like the Doritos game.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's probably not in execution.
Well, you know, Marvel and Disney are together now.
Uh-huh.
And Marvel did Marvel zombies. Maybe we'll get a Disney zombies.
Oh.
We'll have zombie dwarves and
Mickey Mouse.
There you go.
Mickey ain't dead. Shut up.
Oh, he could be.
Snap. You got awful defensive about that.
Don't be talking about
as
Mickey.
He hugs his Mickey doll.
Shut up.
He's still alive. Shut up about Mickey.
Would it cut you deep if there was a Batman zombie?
Well, he's dead. No spoiler alert.
That
anything.
Wouldn't bother you at all? You'd have no objections to a zombie Batman?
No, I'd hate it. I hate the whole zombie premise, and I hate it when DC did it. I hate it when Marvel did it. I don't like zombies. Let them be dead.
Well, you know, technically...
Oh, don't start with your technicalities.
There is a zombie Batman currently.
Your mom's a zombie. She's a mombie.
That one was solid.
That was awesome.
All right.
Well, Bombies mostly just hurts in its aesthetic right now. I'm not even going to talk about the gameplay until I've given up on it entirely.
Nice.
It's art that hurts, you know? Like, you look at it and it sort of makes your tummy ache.
Ugh.
Like, you have that uncomfortable feeling like maybe you did something wrong. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, I definitely know exactly what you're talking
about. I think
we
were all just reminiscing.
Gambus Khan gets that feeling every morning when he wakes up.
Yes.
Like, what did I do to deserve this?
Wakes up next to some strange woman in a rundown motel.
That's a really gross, like, visual image I just got.
I don't know. Scary.
I don't like that one.
Bring back memories. No, I'm just kidding.
I need my chocolate milk. Excuse me.
Drink your chocolate milk.
It's delicious.
Well, if one of the women ever turns out to be a Bombi Gambus, then apparently you're supposed to send them down holes in the ground or smash them between two metal planks.
Interesting.
Really? Sounds like an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, it's kind of a deviation from the traditional decapitation.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, they are also faster than... the average zombie.
And they explode, apparently.
It's the bomb in them.
Yeah.
The Bombies. Bomb. Awesome.
So that's the fondling for me.
Alrighty. So now we'll move on to second tier Gambus Khan.
Oh! I've been demoted!
It's a damn shame, Gambus. Damn shame.
No amount of Canadian princesses can save you now.
No, it is not true.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Khan, with your list of fondling there on your little... What'd you write that on this week? I see something on the back. What is that?
Change your batteries.
Yeah, change your batteries.
Did that come with your sex toy?
Oh, wow. We were at one place, and you went to a completely different place for that one.
Sometimes you got to take it off the rails in order for it to go back on.
Yeah, you went from Mars to Uranus.
Wow.
I gotta give props to Gambus on that joke. Welcome back. He's trying to get back into the top tier.
Apparently.
What it is. His material was written for him before he got here. Snap.
He's got a high-priced team of Hollywood writers.
Wow. I don't know what to say to that.
I think you just did.
Okay. On the Nintendo DS... this week, I played a little bit more of Interior Annie. And last week, I delivered the hate. the steaming, red-hot hatred.
Rock Lobster!
But you know something? I kind of warmed up to this game a little bit.
He warmed up to Annie.
And I've decided that it's an okay game, but it's just not made for people like me.
Then who the hell is it made for?
Yeah, I figured it would have been tailor-made for people like you.
No. It's made for small Japanese girls.
So it's right up your alley.
So wait a minute. We've done this podcast for 3 years. You're not a small Japanese girl? I've always been convinced that you were a small Japanese girl inside a Gambus Khan robot. And that's why you like
the things
alert.
That you do.
Bless you.
But, thank you.
Yeah, I...
Is it robot better than a Gambus Khan skin suit a la V?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You made him uncomfortable. I think he just...
If we would remove the top part of his head, pigtails would pop out.
He got found out.
Uh-oh. The secret's out.
Secret's out.
Let me see. And you can read my review on ztgamedomain.com.
Not nice, right now.
Nice plug.
But soon.
Soon.
It'll be up soon.
It'll be up sometime today whenever I get around to it.
And on the, wait for it, the PSP.
That was worth the wait.
I was waiting for Zero Tolerance to go, PSP. Okay. No,
no, no. You son of a bitch. Way to keep us hanging.
Yeah, yeah.
PSP.
There you go.
There you go.
Played some more Kinko Bancho.
Kinko Bancho?
A badass rumble.
It's a badass rumble.
And it is a very badass game, if you will.
If you will.
Yes. Did you read my review that I sent you?
No.
You didn't?
I haven't had time to look at either one of them.
If you don't read it, then who else is going to read it?
I haven't even opened it yet. He sent them on Saturday. I don't do reviews on Saturday.
Thing is, in my review for Kinko Bancho, I think I used the word ass in this review more than any other word, probably.
Gambus Khan's got a lot of ass in his review.
Yes. I say badass. I say a-hole. I say...
you say it in the review, but yeah, you won't say it here. Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
No, I actually typed a-hole in my review.
So you could say badass, but not asshole.
Thing is, though, I like to mix it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No. I don't understand.
It should be a pretty fun read. Yeah.
There's a lot of ass in it. It should be a fun read. Yeah.
So look forward to that review.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
on,
it.
On ZTGameDomain.com this of the week. And lastly, I picked up a magical black box this past week.
That'll probably die within the next week.
You know, I hope not. I really hope not. I picked up a new Xbox 360, the Modern Warfare 2 edition.
Oh, Modern Warfare.
And it is sweet. The system is really, really quiet. I mean, you could barely even tell that it's on, and I'm like,
so it's like it should have been 4 years
exactly,
ago.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And
good.
I played a little bit of Geometry Wars 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, I really like that game, like the look of the game, and obviously the music of the game.
I had too much chocolate milk.
You did. You've drank way too much chocolate milk since I've been here. I think you might have a problem.
But
I think I might be lactose intolerant. So you're all in for a treat in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
That
I don't think you want to say oh yeah.
That was disturbing.
Oh no.
Do you know what lactose intolerance does?
Just stop. Just stop.
Yeah, okay, on to the next subject matter.
Let's
yeah,
move past the dairy.
Yeah, Geometry Wars 2 is an awesome, awesome game. And I also purchased a couple...
Purchased
a couple of Xbox Live arcade games.
One of them was Geometry Wars that you already mentioned.
Well, that was all... I already had that before
the
my
The second
system.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, I had that... when it came out.
It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Since I rock and rolled.
Yeah. I bought a game.
Seriously, that's a song that you thought of?
been a long time.
Been a long, lonely time.
Yes.
Damn, that was rocking.
That was kind of rocking.
You should go out on the road.
Yeah.
And do what?
But I'm the only one who thought, been a long time, shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to.
Wow, yeah, you're the only one.
Yeah, you're the only one.
Just checking.
Sorry, but you're the only one.
I should have put my... It's the Gunnar Optics. It's the glasses.
It is the glasses.
That's gangsta. Where's my wrestling belt?
Oh, wow. Wow.
I didn't do
that. Do I have to accessorize for this podcast?
No. It's not necessary.
Okay.
Gambus in fact, it's never necessary.
He just wears South Pole t-shirt.
Yeah, Gambus has a South Pole t-shirt on right now that he is rocking. So,
yeah.
Gambus probably should have come up with the been a long time, should have left you without a dope beat to step two line.
Who is that?
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Since I rock and roll. Dan-an.
Dan-an. Okay, Kat, who is that? Who is that? Remind us.
Are we asking... I don't remember.
Good. I'm glad that at least none of us remember, so...
Yeah.
It's probably... I don't know.
Whoever it is.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been. Let me see here. For $1... I bought a game on Xbox Live Arcade called I Made a Game with Zombies in It.
I keep hearing about that game.
Yes. As most of you know, I listen to a lot of video game podcasts every week. I probably listen to about between 8 to 10 different video game podcasts. And this game always keeps on... It gets mentioning in various shows that I listen to. So I figured, you know, for a dollar, might as well download it and support the indie game development community. So I purchased it for 80 space bucks, and it's pretty good. It's a top-down shooter, twin stick. It's kind of like Zombie Apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
but for a dollar, it's actually really good. And it's exploding with charm.
Explode.
Because when you're playing this game, there's this heavy metal song that's playing in the background. Have any of you heard about this
Mm-mm.
heavy metal song?
Mm-mm.
The song is actually called I Made a Game with Zombies in It.
Nice.
And
so it fits.
Yeah. And you hear the guy, I guess, who developed the game, and he's like, I made a game with zombies in it.
God, please tell me it doesn't sound like that.
No, it sounds much better.
I hope it does.
Yeah. And then there's a part where he's like, and it's only a dollar.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
And it's really cool because when you're shooting these zombies, you collect power-ups, which, like, you could get a flamethrower. You can get laser beams. You can get rocket launchers. Machine guns.
Machine guns.
Are you going to repeat everything that he says in some crazy voice?
It became a trend.
I felt like
I was Twitter incarnate.
It's really cool, and it's funny because like in the heavy metal song, when the guy was singing, you know, I made a game with zombies in it. The actual stage, which is made out of like these tiles, actually says the name. Actually says the words with the song in the background.
Hmm.
So it's very self-conscious of a game, and then it starts doing all this trippy stuff like laser light show, and the floor turns into like these neon lights, and it really trips you out, and you start like losing concentration of where the zombies are because they kind of blend in with the background.
Were you doing acid?
No, but if I was, I'm sure the game would be quite trippy. But,
so if you're doing acid, you should buy I Made a Game with Zombies in It.
Yes. 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 it's a good $1 game.
You got it.
We should make a game that's called I Made a Game with Gambus in It.
Dude, if I could download XNA and just put your face in a game.
And just have you dancing around?
It'd be the scariest.
With Don't Stop Believin' playing in the background?
That would be the scariest game ever made.
Do like a rhythm game where you just press buttons in time with the music?
Yeah.
And Gambus will dance in his sport coat.
That would be...
that would be awesome.
Dude, we would sell a lot.
That's what you call survival horror right there.
If you make it an iPhone game, it'll sell.
That's true.
See?
Throw it up there, 99 cents.
Hey, that's an idea.
at least it'll sell to the six people that listen to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll make $6.
$6.
Yep.
That's like a whole.
That's like a.
That's like value a whole
meal.
Value meal.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we think in food?
Because it's
because it's lunchtime.
Yeah, it's lunchtime.
But you got a while before you can eat. Sorry.
And the big game that I downloaded this past week is a game called Shadow Complex.
Nice. Yeah, I know you've been jonesing to play that.
And it is awesome.
We told you that. Late to the party, pal.
Yeah, you told me that about, what, 6 months ago?
No, it ain't been that long.
Okay. Yeah, it's been about, like, what?
Three.
3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
It came out in Summer of Arcade, which I think was in August, so.
Yeah. as you guys know, I'm a huge fan of like games like Super Castlevania.
Why didn't you just say Metroidvania?
Well, I mean, not Super Castlevania, but Symphony of the Night and Super Metroid. I was getting those games mixed up because of the whole Metroidvania term. So, Shadow Complex is probably the in terms of a technical aspect, it's flat out the
butt sex.
Yes. Yes.
What? Wow.
I'll just take your word for it, Zero. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Take my word for it. I'm not LeVar.
I don't know. I think you just got served. If I'm being honest.
You got served.
Who, me?
I think he was just saying he'll take your word on butt sex.
At least he won't take me up in an action. All right, I guess that's a good thing.
Getting out of here.
All right,
okay,
on
to the next subject. Shadow Complex, if you love Metroid and...
butt sex.
I'm glad you said Metroid.
And if you love butt sex, this game this game might be right...
Don't work, Blue Gambus.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow.
If you like butt sex, this game might be right up your what? What was you going to say, Gambus?
Oh, my.
Might be right up your anus. And I bring back Jason's other joke.
I would like to apologize to our collective group of listeners.
Yes. And our special guest.
Yeah.
What about apologizing to the rest of us in the room?
Yeah. I apologize to you, Killer Wolverine.
Yeah, I apologize to you.
He's not even paying attention. Oh, don't mind him. He's too busy looking at his iPhone.
But,
chewing
am
on
I
his
looking
finger.
On my iPhone right now?
No, you got your finger in your mouth like a baby.
Wow.
On my nail, motherfucker.
Jeez.
It's more interesting than talking about butt sex that you guys know about. So, whatever.
Oh.
I think you can go with right up your alley and still maintain the single entendre.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Gambus.
Go ahead and finish.
Well, the last game I played is the highest profile game of not just the week or the month, but possibly the entire year. Modern Warfare 2.
Are we going to roundtable this one?
No, I thought you were going to say Secret of Monkey Island.
That too.
Are we going to do a roundtable?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do a roundtable.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on. What's your future then?
My future, Fondling, is I just recently picked up Borderlands.
Oh, sweet.
So I'll be getting into that.
Great
this
game.
Week.
Ain't no rest for the wicked.
Oh.
The song is terrible.
Yes.
Great game.
It's a terrible song.
Great game.
It's like Street Fighter all over again.
Yes. Hey, don't diss on the Street Fighter song. That song is indestructible.
People's love for that song is indestructible.
You got that right.
It's right up your alley.
I won't let nobody break me down.
That's more like up your anus, really.
Wow, seriously? Again?
Oh.
We're going to have to move past Gambus's fondling.
Yes.
Future man, besides Borderlands.
Besides Borderlands? You know, I might pick up the new Mario game this week.
No, there you go.
New Super Mario Bros. Did you get... Oh, no, you didn't reserve it. I got a phone call, man. That was awesome. Mario called me.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
He's like, oh, it's me, Mario. It's a game.
Motherfucker would not let me talk.
You better buy him my game.
He just wouldn't shut up.
Come down there and stomp on your head.
And then he went on about how if I went to the wrong store, I'm like, are Nintendo fans really that dumb?
Wow.
They don't go to the right store that you have to say that on the phone call when you call them?
Jeez.
Evidently.
You just offended all 16 Wii fanboys.
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, does Nintendo think they're that stupid?
Oh.
Probably. Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know.
Blame Reggie. Fils ami!
New audience, lots of moms reserving the game. I don't know, maybe there was a 2-for-1. They got the Wii Fit Plus.
Nice. They could have, yeah, I mean, you never know.
Not sure what store to go to pick up their game. I don't know. I'm dissing women everywhere. I'm
ashamed. Which store was it? Oh, it's the one down by the Bed Bath & Beyond.
The Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes.
At least I didn't call it the Walmarts.
The Walmarts. No, the people that shop at Walmarts don't know anything about Bed Bath & Beyond.
No, everything's plural to them, though. They go to the Targets, the Walmarts, the McDonald's's.
Myers.
The McDonald's's.
McDonald's.
It's like the extreme McDonald's. They made a game out of it.
Yeah.
Babies.
I'm waiting for McDonald's to do that. I'm waiting for him to change the S on the end to a Z to be more extreme.
Yeah. Extreme. Extreme.
Pizza Hut's was going to go to the Hut, right?
Yeah. Yep, the Hut. Yep.
The Huts.
Yeah. Yep,
the Huts. That's because they do wings, pasta and wings and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Just
guess what? I already know Pizza Hut does that. You don't have to change the name.
Well, I mean, other pizza places didn't change the name. They do the same shit.
Yeah. None of them are called pizza something, though, usually.
We need Papa John's to go to a Z.
Papa John's. Domino's.
Domino's.
Well, Dairy Queen serves burgers and stuff, right?
So yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Queens.
Hot eats and cool treats.
Not every single Dairy Queen does.
Majority of
mine. I wish we had Dairy Queen around here still. That was somewhat close.
I'm trying to think of the closest ones. There's one in Springboro, but they don't have burgers.
Yeah,
bastards. So you got to go all the way over to Carlisle.
Yeah,
damn Carlisle. And Kat has no idea what we're talking about. We could be saying zib zabs and schwip schwarps.
I do.
Oh, really?
Born in Ohio.
Yeah, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm okay. You can go local.
What part of Ohio were you born in?
I was born in the Cleveland area.
Oh, gotcha.
I have family in the Cincinnati area.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Aha!
Aha!
Any more fondling?
No.
Nope.
You sounded like you were getting ready to say something.
Me?
Yeah.
I was going to make fun of your hard A's.
Oh, gotcha. My hard A's?
The Ohio A that I managed to escape. The
Ah. Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, my cousins from Michigan make fun of that.
Yeah.
And I make fun of them for calling their brother Mike, Moike. Oh. So it all works out.
Remind them they're from Canada Junior.
Yep, absolutely.
What's that all about?
Absolutely.
All right, Killer Wolverine, it's time for your Italian fondling.
Yay. Italian fondling, huh?
It's time for the order fondling.
I put some mozzarella on it.
And a meatball.
Everything's got to have a meatball.
Yeah. Everything. It consisted of two shitty games and two good games.
Speak up, brother.
Are you going to make us guess? Or
yes, go ahead, guess. What are the two shitty games?
NBA Unrivaled.
You don't get to guess.
Boom. There's one, for sure. I'm going to say the other shitty game that you played was...
That's a good game.
I don't know. I can't guess. Right. I don't know.
Family game night for the week.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I figured that would have been right up your alley.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Never mind.
All right.
You missed it.
Damn it. I held back.
I was going back to the joke from Gambus, and it didn't pan out. Oh. So it's better if we just move on.
So you dish it out when I said it right. to you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Payback. Yeah.
But that's okay. Let's move on.
We are moving on. It's just, it would be more fun just playing the board games. Operation is a complete joke.
Don't touch the sides.
Why they just didn't stick with the original. You have to. First off,
because you can't put an actual board game in a Wii box. Doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit. They don't have the technology.
Oh my god.
So let me get this straight. You actually play Operation.
It was difficult for them to make
the
actual board game work with the Wii remote. So they decided
Operation.
They'd just make a game out of it instead.
It's one of the five in the game, and god, that was just.
They didn't
I'm
think
dumb.
People would
Listen
be able to keep track
position.
Of the sorry pieces, so they just made it into a video game instead.
Don't touch the sides.
I think that is the dumbest idea
ever. It would work
ever.
If it was the original. If you just have your, you know, controlling the little tweezers with the Wii remote, picking it up and not touching the sides. No, now, and apparently that's funny. I
tweezers
don't know
and Wii in the same sense.
Tweezers.
Funny to me.
I don't quite understand why it's funny either, but he's laughing, so it's making me laugh.
Damn.
It's contagious laughter.
Does it still have the big naked guy without any cash and prizes going on?
Yes, no cash and prizes.
Big red nose.
Yes, big red nose.
Looks like he's been an alcoholic for at least 30 years. The red bulbous nose.
Well, of course he's cold. Yes. He's naked.
He's a castrated clown.
Wow.
The castrated clown. That would be a great name for a band.
All right, everybody. Tonight we got the castrated clown.
I was just thinking patients that do not rank high on the transplant list.
Yeah.
That's why he has no pee-pee.
Cash prizes?
He's a eunuch. All right. Wow.
Wow, I don't know where to go from here.
Somehow the concept of a castrated clown makes clowns even scarier than they already are.
Yes.
Anyways.
Yeah, I totally don't remember where I was going with this whole
thing. Something about a Ken doll and clown makeup. That's all I remember. So let's go from there.
Hey, we found a blow-up doll in the bathroom in Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you?
It's in the levels in Spec Ops.
It's in the bathtub.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Interesting.
So,
don't know why I thought of that.
Yeah, it's just...
Somebody's got blow-up dolls on the brain.
Right up your alley. Yeah, again, with the family game night, it's overpriced for games that were probably cheap, like it was, you know, the first one on the Xbox and on the Wii. And
it's it wasn't cheap on the Xbox.
Well...
So what games
cheaper,
does it...
The games, board game's cheaper.
Well, yeah, the actual
than
board game.
The actual retail price of
what,
the actual...
What games does it include?
Operation. Connect Four makes another appearance, but they changed it, which I'll get to in a second. Bop It, which was really pretty fun. Not a board game, but...
Really?
Yeah.
They actually have Bop It on there?
It's really probably... It's one of the best ones on there out of the five.
The only thing I remember about Bop It is that my niece and nephew brought it along with us on a trip to Canada one year, and by the end of the week... every time I heard, bop it, twist it, pull it, I wanted to murder myself and everyone around.
Yeah.
And just so we're clear, by Canada, you meant Michigan, right?
Oh, snap. No, I meant actual Canada. I was invited up there by the king and queen.
In Gambus's defense, there is a royal Canadian family.
I think it's, but isn't it just the British royal family, just with a different name?
Basically, I think
Yeah.
I saw that girl on your Twitter account, and I went and looked at it, and I'm like, yeah.
Is she a prostitute?
How would I know?
You looked her up on Twitter.
It doesn't say under profession. Never mind.
You don't know that.
I ain't going to say what I was going to say.
She's a musician.
Oh, gotcha.
Unless that's a euphemism I'm not familiar with.
So she's just a corporate whore.
She plays the skin flute.
Wow.
Music.
Snap.
Never mind. Try to make a sex joke. Never mind.
Oh, we got it.
We got it.
We
just weren't really looking for it. It was one of those ones we kind of stumbled over.
You asked me if she was a prostitute. Try to mix in the sex joke.
Right, you don't have to put it. We got it. We're good.
I'm explaining it for the cheap seats.
All right. Well, cheap seats.
We don't have cheap seats.
Okay.
Anyway, family game night. How's it going?
Yeah, and the other two are Jenga and Picture Rica.
Ooh, Jenga.
Yeah, it's not good.
Ooh, Jenga.
Not good.
If you want to play Jingle on the Wii by Boom Blocks.
That's exactly what I was just getting ready to say.
The Wiimote is more, is not responsive enough. Like, when you grab a piece, you have to fucking yank it out. And that's the whole point of the game, is not to fucking yank it out, right?
The whole point is to have some finesse to it.
Yeah, finesse. You know, tap it, you know, take it slowly out.
You got to tap that Jingle.
You got to...
But you gotta be smooth.
Yeah, there's none of that. To get a piece out, you really have to.
Nobody likes it when you yank it out.
Yeah, well.
You can't. You gotta have some finesse.
Yeah, so it's really not good.
I'm really trying, Jenga. Yeah.
But Connect 4 was, it got an overhaul.
Okay. It's a fucking game with checkers.
Well, that you drop into a...
Drop into a thing.
If you let me explain.
No.
All right.
Anyways, how did it get an overhaul? Is it like the two-sided Connect 4, like they're advertising on TV now?
Yeah, it's. I didn't know that was actual. They made that.
Yeah, they actually have it.
No, it's two-sided. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, and it's four-player. You have, instead of the normal Connect 4 pieces, you have the front one, a back one, and a block. The front is missing the center of the normal piece, and you know the back is the normal piece. The block is two pieces put together.
Oh, gotcha.
So you have more ways to connect 4.
Gotcha.
So, you won.
In four player,
got
it's
three in a row.
It's kind of interesting.
Go
with
for
the four
one
player
more.
Connect 4, but that's the one that really got the overhaul. The rest of the games just are not good. So it's just awful. Fuck you, Atlanta.
Just awful.
People who are just listening to this and don't know that you're looking at football scores are probably thinking, "Why the hell did you just diss my city?"
Oh, I love the city. I love the city. I don't love the team. So, but, yeah, if you have these games, or don't, just go buy the board games. Don't, just skip the Wii version. And probably the 360 version when it comes out for that, but just not good. The Wii Remote is just unresponsive. There's no motion motion plus support for it, which is I thought would be a standard with Wii games anymore.
Yeah, but you'd think so.
I guess not.
No.
So, but yeah, that game is not good. The other shitty game, as Ken mentioned, was NBA Unrivaled.
Dude, that game is awesome. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, by awesome you mean shit. it's just, you know, playing it the first time, and I didn't put in my review, but you hit it dead on with the way the players look. Cardboard cutouts.
They do. They move, like, literally, like, if you saw a cardboard cutout and you moved it back and forth like this, that's kind of how they animate.
Yeah. And
they're, like, two frames.
And the gameplay is just as stiff. It's just, it's slow, it's awful, and I half the time I lost where the ball was. Even playing it online, I lost where the ball was sometimes.
Sucks when you lose where the ball is.
Yeah, completely. So, I don't know. And the defense is, I don't know anything about basketball. I'm not a basketball fan. I don't know if basketball fans would like this
game. Well,
you've
got a big orange ball.
Well, I know the premise of it.
And you're trying to put it in a hoop?
Really. Not on defense.
Usually it's played by tall people.
Not on defense, you're not trying to put it in a hoop?
Well, not on defense, you're not.
He is what he was talking about.
I was
trying
defense. To explain it part by part.
The defense, I guess, in this game consists of a guy standing in your way and you can't move around. I don't know how many times we played where we just run into other players.
And then all of a sudden the ball gets stolen.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
And it makes a noise when it goes like, beep.
When you try to steal, you'll get a penalty of reaching in almost every time.
Nice.
And then you got a lot of charging calls.
No, I
did.
I know very little about this game. Is it an arcade basketball game?
It tries
or is it supposed
to be
like Sim?
It's
no, it's like NBA Jam.
It's not
only if
not
NBA
really
Jam
like
sucked
that.
The big fat there, one.
It's like if you took all the Boom Shakalaka out of NBA Jam.
If you took everything out of NBA Jam.
They claim it's arcade. It's the only arcade element that I saw was you can make some spectacular.
It's got that double dribble animation when you slam dunk.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't do, you know, half-court dunks like NBA Jam and all that, but it's more, I don't know what you call it. It's
it ain't got
arcade,
Bill Clinton in it.
It's not realistic.
By golly.
I did not have sexual relations.
So that was a terrible Bill Clinton, by the way. So it's sort of an awful mix between NBA Jam and, between arcade and Sim.
Right, which they are going for arcade. They failed miserably.
Gotcha.
Which is shocking because they made Tecmo Bowl.
Right.
So
they failed miserably at making a game. It's not a game.
It's
Well, it is a game.
No, it's really not. It's an annoyance.
It really is. It's just
terrible.
Our game is terrible.
Yeah. So,
it's terrible.
Basketball fans might like it, but
no,
why
they
bother
won't.
If you have NBA 2K10 and NBA
Live
10?
Live 10.
We spent too much time on that shit, though.
Yeah, we talked about it a little too much.
The other one we're doing a roundtable on of Modern Warfare 2, and
I hear you mumbles.
And this week off, I set off for 2 goals, and I completed them both, so I'm proud of myself. I beat Uncharted.
Oh, nice.
So,
I still have not completed that goal myself.
Let me tell you about the ending.
The ending's cool. It got some frustrating moments towards the end, but once you figure out how to do things, you're good. So I just can't get over how good that game is and how awesome it looks.
The game is phenomenal.
The game, I don't think there could be a better-looking game. It's just amazing. So,
what are you playing this week?
I don't know.
Awesome.
It depends on what my time allows with school starting back up, which started off early. Kind of pissed me off, ruined my weekend. I hope to play the God of War Collection. If Nintendo sends it, Mario.
Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe more Call of Duty. I don't know. It's all going to be wait and see how much schoolwork I have to fucking do.
Wait and see. Should we move on to the Wombat?
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
No problem, Papa Pussy.
Wow. this week I played Dragon Age Origins some more. I landed on my Dwarf Noble. I didn't actually land on him because that would be somewhat dangerous because he's so tiny. But I decided to stick with him for my playthrough because I played through first as a city elf through that origin, and then I played through the dwarf noble origin, and it's 100 times better. So I decided to stick with him. I played some more of that, but I'm not very far in it. It's one of those games, though, that even when I'm playing other games, I want to go back and play it some more. So I'm kind of purposely distancing myself from it right now until I beat Uncharted, until I beat Modern Warfare, because I know that it's a game like Borderlands where once I start playing it again, I'm not going to stop. Speaking of which, though, I did not play Borderlands this week because of that game, even though I really wanted to. And let's see, what else did I play? I think that pretty much the only other thing I played was the thing we're going to roundtable about. So really, my fondling kind of sucks, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
I will say, though, that Gambit's Khan needs to play Dragon Age, because that game is, not to reuse the joke again, but is right up your alley. You'll think it's fantastic.
Man.
So, you'll be a big fan, trust me.
Yeah, I think I, down the road, I think I might pick this game up.
Yeah. So it's definitely the kind of game, though, that you'll invest a lot of time in. Because I've seen some people online that have completed it, and they beat it in like 45 hours at like 46% completion, or 40% completion.
Wow.
Because it counts in terms of your 100% completion, it counts in every possible side quest, every possible decision, and every possible origin. So if you wanted to get 100% completion, you would have to spend a lot of time on the game. So, which is definitely a game I could see playing for that much time, if I had that much time.
Excellent, excellent.
So, but then, in terms of future fondling, I actually got SmackDown 2010 from Gamefly, even though it was the last thing on my list. You gotta love Gamefly. So I'll try and play that this week at some point. And then, some more Modern Warfare 2, some more Dragon Age so I can review it. And I think that's probably it for the coming week.
Rock on.
So I'll pass it over to you.
Alright. Let's see here. I'm trying to think if I actually played anything on my PS3 this week. I don't think I did. Nope. I meant to play more Ratchet, but I didn't get a chance to. I meant to play more Trine, but I didn't get a chance to.
Shame on you.
I know. Hmm. I'm trying. It's 3 weeks later, I'm only 10 hours into Dragon Age.
I'm surprised that you're actually playing Dragon Age.
And you know what? I'm a little surprised too.
To be perfectly honest, yeah.
I'm surprised myself.
It doesn't. Yeah. It definitely is not a game that I would have. If you'd have asked me before it came out, who do you know that will like this game the most besides yourself? I would have said Gambit's Khan. And if they said, who do you know that will hate this game more than anybody else? I would have said a tie between Brian the Boogeyman Peterson and Zero Tolerance.
What, not Justin? I play RPGs.
I just would have assumed that Justin never would have even played it. So...
No, I don't know what it is about Dragon Age. I think I'm really only like BioWare RPGs.
Gotcha.
It's really the long and the short of, well, as far as Western RPGs go. But I love Dragon Age. It reminds me of Knights of the Old Republic, but in the fantasy setting, when I first started playing it, I really wasn't into it. I'm like, oh, look, it's Lord of the Rings. Oh, good. Yeah, but
it does share some similarities.
Well, that whole beginning sequence is totally Lord of the Rings. Once you finish the origin and you go out of that big battle and all that, I'm like, oh my god, this is Lord of the Rings. But once I got past that and I started doing like the stories and stuff, I'm like, god, this is so Knights of the Old Republic. So Knights of the Old Republic. I love Knights of the Old Republic, so... I did play a lot of that. I played about 3 hours and I quit when I got owned by a dragon in the face.
Owned by a dragon in the face.
In the face. He just wiped my party out, and...
Maybe that's what they should have named the game.
Dragon in the face?
No, owned by a dragon, and then colon, in the face.
In the face. Another game I played this week, I'm playing for review, is Way of the Samurai 3.
Oh, yeah, how is that?
Terrible.
Is it terrible?
Terrible?
I had some interest in that. Thank you for quelching it.
I don't know. Did you like the other ones?
You know what? I played the first one, I think it was, on PS2. And it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't great. It was kind of generic, but...
You just kind of run around and do random crap.
Right.
And that's just not for me. The only thing I found interesting was that you could attack anybody at any time.
Right.
So, like, if you're walking through the city, you can just attack anybody.
You can just straight up attack somebody.
There are children walking through the city.
Is it... Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like the first one where you can beat the game, quote unquote, in like 15 minutes, depending on the decisions that you make or whatever?
I have no idea. I know there's like a billion endings.
Yeah, that's a slight exaggeration on my part and on your part.
Well, I'm pretty sure the first one. China.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I was gonna say I'm pretty sure the first one you could beat fairly quickly if you.
Because it's got so many different endings and so many different ways to play the game. I'm sure there are different ways that you can beat it quick, fast. Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going?
All right, we'll see you later, K-Dub.
See ya. We didn't figure you'd stick around.
But, yeah, you can attack the villagers, and I did. And you can attack the children, but I think they're superhuman.
So they're like the kids in Fallout, basically.
Yeah, I'd chase that kid around the whole town.
Wow.
Just to see if it could be done. And it's not like you feel bad about it because the game looks like an asshole.
Wow.
I mean, it does not look interesting. It doesn't look very good at all.
Yeah, it looks like a mid-term PS2 title.
Yeah, it's not very good looking. But I don't know. It just, there's a button to bow.
Interesting.
So, I just walked around the city and did that for a while.
Just bowing at people?
And what's awesome is, like, the Hilljack accents that some of the characters have that you talk to. Like, I bumped into this big giant dude with a staff, and he's like, "Watch where you going, boy!" I'm like, wow. Things must have been different in feudal Japan.
Let me ask you a question. Does it have real-time weapon change?
Yes.
Sweet.
I carried a hoe. I had
a hoe?
Like a hoe that you garden with? Oh, okay. Where are you going with that?
Damn. Yeah. I don't know.
I had a hoe and a sweet bow staff. And a
which
sword.
Is really all you need.
Yeah. And every time he'd switch the weapon that he was carrying, it would automatically, magically appear on him.
Nice.
Well, you do know, Zero, that ninjutsu weapons were originally
farming implements.
Farming instruments.
Yeah, but I don't think you could hide them.
You might be able to. You don't know how.
Can you hide a 12-foot bow staff to where I couldn't see it?
Depends on what pair of pants I'm wearing, probably.
Better be careful when you sit
and
down.
Jacket. Oh, it hurts! I could probably hide it if I had a really long jacket and some poofy pants.
Like hammer pants?
I just wouldn't be able to bow at anybody. That would be difficult.
12-foot, huh?
Even if I pressed the bow button.
Yeah. Twice your size.
Yeah. I would grow.
You would have stilts.
Who would have a 12-foot bow staff anyway?
It's what it looks like when he's carrying it around. It, like, goes off this side, and it's, like, huge.
Hmm.
It's a gigantic bow staff. Terrible game, though. Don't buy that.
Did we lose Kat, or is she still with us?
I'm silently conversing with Justin. We're just in the background.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Is that what it is? That's why he walked out the door. He walked out the door to go talk to you.
Yeah. We're cool.
The other game, I downloaded the demo for MX versus ATV.
Oh, yeah?
The new one. Wow, that game sucks.
Aww.
Like, really, really, really bad.
What?
Yeah.
How did they mess up MX versus ATV?
That's what I wanted to know
it's
when
so
I started.
It's so simple.
That's what I wanted to know when I started playing it. But it reminds me of, God, there was a really shitty MX game on the PS2. What was it called?
I know exactly what game you're talking about.
Is it MX Rider? Is that the one?
I think so. It's something like that.
Yeah, it's worse than that one.
Wow.
I'm like, how do you mess up MX vs. ATV?
Remember on the old one, you and I just
I
used to drive
MX
around.
MX Superfly.
Yeah, MX Superfly was...
That was PS2, right?
Yeah. That was decent.
That one was not bad. But this one... Oh, I just don't know how you mess that series up.
It just doesn't seem like you should be able to.
No, but download that demo and trust me, you'll be like, my God, what happened?
So, basically, old K-Dub over here didn't miss out on much by not going to,
the going Vegas. To Vegas.
Going
yeah.
to Vegas to play the game and ride on real ATVs.
Yeah, I can't. I just don't know how you mess that game up. And this game is terrible. I didn't even
does
finish.
It just, I mean, is it control terrible?
It plays like shit. It doesn't look very good. Like, I'm constantly falling off my bike for no reason. Like, I will literally start to veer off the track, and then he'll just kind of, like ragdoll off the bike. And I'm like, nice. Why did you do that? And there's, like, little arrows popping up on the screen, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Is it like Excitebike, at least, where you have to pound the buttons to get him to walk slowly back to his bike?
No, it just does the typical where he disappears, and then all of a sudden he's back on his bike flashing. But I was just like, how do you mess this game up? I'm trying to go around the corners, and like he's, and I guess you can control the pitch of the rider and stuff with the right analog stick, and I try to do that, and as soon as I do that, he falls off the bike. I'm like, I'm spending more time off the bike than I am on the bike. It's not a very good game. I was very disappointed because I was looking forward to it, and now not so much. I'm probably going to have to review it.
Well, have fun with that.
I will. THQ won't like us anymore.
Well, I'm surprised.
To the event in Vegas, because then, you know, with the whole super accountability, everyone criticizing the games industry, we could be like, they paid for us to go to Vegas, they gave us this game, and it still sucks.
And it still sucks.
We still gave it a 5.
I'm surprised THQ sends us anything.
After Big Willy?
After the two Destroy All Humans reviews. I'm surprised they still even know, you know, our names.
I'm surprised I'm still alive after K-Dub's Family Game Night review, because we all know how EA is.
Yeah, they'll beat you up.
I know. I was expecting a knock on my door or something, or a package that was ticking.
Oh, no. Maybe that's what that FedEx box is, and I guess.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, we still have Darksiders to look forward to from THQ.
We have to look forward to it until I review MX.
Yeah.
Aw, oh,
they ain't sending you nothing.
People are like, who is this site?
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Like we said, we are also played NBA Unrivaled.
That's all we really needed to say about it.
Yeah, that sums it up right there. And I did play OD Beat Drop.
How is it?
What?
It is a weird-ass game. You remember Columns?
Yeah.
For the Genesis?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Columns, but you have to drop the jewels in time with the music.
Huh. Interesting.
And then you get like a multiplier bonus. The only thing that was really cool about it is like you can take your custom soundtracks and record beats with them. So like you can record little snippet beats that play during the game. And
that's
you have to
cool.
keep in time with your custom soundtracks in order to drop the jewels.
That sounds interesting at least.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it uses avatars. Your avatars are in the background while you're in front of the puzzle.
Hmm.
Whatever. But it's a lot like Columns, like a techno Columns.
Nice. Like so, a techno Columns.
Didn't they do a remix of the original Columns song in
Probably.
Techno? They should put that in the game, because that's what that's a perfect summary of that game. Seriously. Yeah. Techno Columns. I did play a little bit of Dragon Ball Raging Blast, which I'm trying to pawn off.
Was it a raging blast?
It was a raging ass, like Gambus Khan said. But I'm trying to pawn it off on him to review, because I'm totally not into Dragon Ball. And after watching that intro, because I filmed a few things this weekend with my wife.
Hold on now. I'm not sure this is an appropriate topic of discussion.
Uh-oh.
Video games, jackass.
Oh, okay.
We're not talking about your anus again.
Oh, snap.
Anyway.
Wait, you're filming my anus?
What do you think that little red light is in your bedroom?
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Uncomfortable.
We were trying something new with this whole video thing, and I was doing a segment called like My Wife Plays Video Games. So I made her play Madden.
Nice.
And it was there's some awesome scenes in that I hope to put onto the video, but then I made her play Dragon Ball.
Oh,
and we sat there and we watched the intro together, and she's like, "Japanese people are crazy."
It should be mentioned that when he tried to pawn the game off on Gambus to review, I'm pretty sure his exact quote was, "I don't know that I could stomach playing it."
But yeah, it's an interesting game. I do have to say that visually, it's very like true to the cartoon.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very
yeah.
clean and clear, and the animations are really like detailed to the characters and stuff, but. I'm sorry, man, but how do you watch that shit? That's some messed up stuff, dude.
That question is what I would describe as pointed.
I mean, that shit is just, like, the dude that, like, turns into the thing that looks like an alien monkey.
Oh, okay, yeah, the Saiyan.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna know the names and shit.
I don't know.
But, it changes into this thing that looks like an alien from Aliens, but it has a monkey face.
What?
And it's purple.
What?
Yeah, I know, dude. Seriously. I'm
so glad that I never watched that show.
I'm like...
Just from Purple Alien Monkey, I'm glad that I never watched
that
show.
And the loading screen is the fart cloud that you gotta collect the little things with.
That's the cloud of Nimbus.
But isn't it a fart cloud in the Japanese version?
Not really, but I think
it's so lost.
It's brown.
Well, thing is, the original...
Man. How now, brown cloud?
The original concept for the... for the first Dragon Ball series was actually based loosely off of a Chinese folklore.
About
the Monkey
farting?
King, right?
The Monkey King, right. Yeah. Monkey King.
You know what's funny is I own Dragon Power on the NES, which is like the original Dragon Ball game.
It is. It is the original Dragon Ball game, like redone.
Right.
To where it's technically not Dragon Ball, but right. At the same time, it is the actual Dragon Ball game.
Right.
I don't really know what else to say about that. But yeah. And then the last game that I had her play was Jurassic the Hunted.
Oh, God.
It's actually good.
What?
I'm not kidding. For a budget title, I mean, it's short, but it actually looks good. It plays good. And, I mean, if you like Turok, it's... granted, voice acting is terrible.
Isn't that a pretty big qualification?
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
If you like Turok.
If you like Turok.
Come on, now. Everybody likes to give Turok crap because of Evolution. Evolution was terrible.
And it was also the last Turok... Well, not the last.
No, it was not.
It was the last acclaimed Turok game.
Yeah, and that's gone, but Turok 1 and 2 were good.
Turok 1 was good.
Turok 2 was good.
It was alright.
Rage Wars
was terrible.
But the last one that came out was good.
I didn't play the last
one. It was good.
I didn't like that one.
You really didn't?
Really didn't.
I think I'm a closet Turok fan. I like a lot of Turok.
You just like Acclaim is what it is.
No, I really don't like Acclaim. When I heard they were coming back, I cried a little inside.
Yeah, but they're coming back as free-to-play Korean MMOs. So you don't really have to worry about them making a huge dent in the console world. Not that they really have, you know.
They used to be huge.
In the last 10 years.
So they're coming back?
Well, no, they're already back.
Oh, yeah.
A free-to-play MMO company bought the Acclaim name.
Oh, okay.
And now they do free-to-play MMOs like Nine Dragons and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So in other words, they'll probably be putting out some good games then.
No.
Oh.
I played Nine Dragons because it was free, and it was suggested on one of those 10 free games you should play lists. So I thought, hey, yeah, I'll play it. It was awful. Awful. So, yeah, Acclaim still living up to the name.
I actually like Jurassic the Hunted. It's not something I'm going to tell you should go out and buy. Yeah, it's not like that, but if you found it for like $20, totally. Right now it's $40, which is a little too much.
And it's about hunting dinosaurs, right?
Yeah. So?
No, I'm not hating on it, Mister. I'm super defensive about Jurassic Haunted. I'm just saying it's about hunting dinosaurs.
Well, the game is called Jurassic
the Hunted. Right. Hey, it could be about people being hunted by dinosaurs.
Dude, I'd play that game.
Hey,
hey, what's up?
You know what Acclaim game I like?
Uh-oh.
Or a series of games?
BMX Triple X?
No. Oh. Older, way back. The Wizards and Warriors game.
Ah, Wizards and Warriors.
That game is impossible.
Those were good games. Iron Sword?
I beat the first one.
Did you?
It's probably one of the toughest games I've ever completed.
Yeah, those games were very hard.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we'll talk about Modern Warfare. But this week is actually very busy, again, as always.
Yeah.
I got to review Little Big Planet for the PSP. I have to review a bunch of other stuff. I'm also picking up Super Mario Brothers for the Wii, Assassin's Creed 2, Left 4 Dead 2, and the God of War Collection. So
yeah, I definitely want to pick up God of War Collection.
I don't have time for all this stuff. I just realized last night when I was playing Dragon Age, I'm like, you know, it's going to take me till like, June. To finish this freaking game. I played it for 3 hours last night.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I felt like I accomplished like a small chunk. Game's too big.
Yesterday, while I was out and about, I saw a 6-year-old child playing the Left 4 Dead 2 demo, which just made me laugh at the futility of the ESRB. But, yeah, he seemed to be having a great time with it as a 6-year-old murdering zombies. So.
Well, he probably goes home and, you know, he can find interesting internet sites.
I imagine. Well, he was already at home. It's not like he was just wandering around the streets with a portable Xbox and
you
TV.
Said out and about. I figured you were at, like, a store.
I was out and about.
I'm confused.
I am confused.
Yeah, I was at my wife's family's house.
There was a 6-year-old
there. Playing Left 4 Dead 2, the demo.
See, that was pivotal information. We needed
I apologize for leaving the pivotal information out.
Yeah, because I'm picturing, like, an abandoned child in, like, the local Best Buy.
Who doesn't care that his mom is missing because he's busy killing zombies with a guitar.
Yeah, he's got his priorities in order.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. So you want to talk about Call of Duty?
Well, actually, there was more to that story.
Well, fuck, you didn't preface that either.
He was actually playing on Xbox Live and yelling on Xbox Live at the people he was playing with. And I said, so these are the people that we always run into in Halo and so forth when we're playing on Xbox Live. They're actually 6-year-old children playing games that are well overrated.
Knew it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there you go. Next time you want to punch a kid in the face when you're on Xbox Live and they're getting on your nerves, just
over
remember,
to Wombat's family's house.
it might be a 6-year-old child. So anyways.
All right.
Nice.
So Gambus, I'm most interested in your opinion.
In my opinion?
Of Call of Duty.
Well.
Duty.
Wow.
My opinion about this game is that it's probably one of the best games I've played this year. Flat out.
Do you think it has any chance of being Game of the Year?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That shocks me coming from
you.
Him.
Haven't played Modern or
I think the question though is, do you think it has any chance of being chance of being your Game of the Year or any chance of being somebody's Game of the Year? It's always got a chance of being somebody's.
Yeah,
game
yeah, right. I meant you personally for
me
you.
Me personally? I mean, to tell you the truth, I was speaking personally.
Really?
Snap!
Wow, that definitely surprises me.
Yeah, that's what shocked me.
I'll put it to you this way. It's definitely, even if Uncharted 2...
There's no if, it is.
Is up there, and of course I know it will be. Modern Warfare 2 is going to be at least right behind it.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I am so shocked by that.
I am. I'm very shocked by that coming from you.
Yeah.
Gambus blows my mind again.
Blows your mind.
What's up with that?
Have you played Uncharted 2?
Multiplayer.
He's not played the single player yet.
Okay, see, I'm going to wait until after you've played Uncharted 2 and ask you again.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
For sure.
I'm even surprised by it with Batman.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. That was the big... I knew you hadn't played Uncharted 2 yet, but I figured Batman was a lock for your Game of the Year.
No, did you play Call of Duty 4?
Yes, okay. I did not actually beat the fourth
that's
game.
Fine. You don't have to beat it.
But I probably played about halfway through the campaign, and I played a little bit of the multiplayer
and
in 4.
From playing 4 to Modern Warfare 2, what is different?
I do feel that the graphics are improved.
Besides the graphics.
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you right there, because that's not fair.
How's that not fair?
Because you just talked about how beautiful Uncharted was. He can still.
I'm just asking a question.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You Uncharted is beautiful.
It is the best. It is game
better.
Ever.
It is better looking than the first one. That was a point to make. He made the same point about Call of Duty.
The point where I'm going is, what has changed so much for that to be Game of the Year compared to everything else? Because this is Modern Warfare 1 with a different story.
And Uncharted 2,
it's
no
a
offense,
story.
Is Uncharted 1,
right, but it adds a
with a different
more
story,
elements.
And they cleaned it up, and they fixed...
They added more some other yeah. elements. Modern Warfare 2 only added, besides the cleanup of the graphics, just guns and
Spec Ops.
So,
yeah, but I mean
that's multiplayer.
Butt.
What's that?
Modern Warfare 2 does not have Chloe's butt.
This
and
is true.
That's true.
It does not
true.
Have,
does not have Chloe's butt.
No, but it has Officer... Well, was it Lieutenant Price... And McTavish, and their accents are just awesome. I don't know why
Wait,
that is.
Not off topic, but
you probably should have spoiled.
Did you watch the credits?
Why?
There was no spoiler.
I'll let you think about it.
Oh yeah, there was. Never mind. We'll go over past it. Don't think about it.
Do you know anybody that's played a game that hasn't beat it though? Out of him, besides him,
Game is gone.
He doesn't even know who that is.
Oh okay.
Yeah, because whatever.
Yeah.
Did you watch the end credits real quick?
Yeah, the museum.
The voice acting. Did you see Bill Murray? Is that the Bill
Murray? No. Billy Murray.
Okay, I didn't see Billy. I just saw Bill Murray.
The
like,
Bill
Holy
Murray.
Shit, Bill Murray?
No, not Bill Murray. Billy Murray.
All right.
No, Peter Venkman is not in this game.
I was like, shit.
No, I mean, I don't really, no offense, Killer Wolverine, but I don't really get into the whole they haven't changed enough argument, because honestly, if they would have changed enough, they'd have betrayed the audience that they got with the first one. So, I mean, they can't change the game too much. It's just like with Halo. They couldn't radically overhaul Halo and still have the same audience or experience.
Why not?
Because it's just, I mean, people enjoyed the first Call of Duty for the huge set pieces, the crisp graphics.
I thought they enjoyed it because of the multiplayer.
Well, I was getting to that. They enjoyed it because of the tight gameplay and the addictive multiplayer. Now, the new one has all of that. The set pieces are in a different location. The story is different. The multiplayer has new maps. Like, they can't change much other than that. Otherwise, they're going to piss off the people that like the first one.
Sometimes you got to take a risk like that. And then, yeah, but now most games, they, you know, obviously they stick to not changing a lot. And I understand your point.
Right.
I do, but I mean, it doesn't qualify for me for Game of the Year. It can't.
Well, that's like saying that you don't qualify Halo 3 for being Game of the Year. What did it change?
Well, it added.
You can't qualify God of War 3 next year for being Game of the Year, because what's it going to change?
I don't know. I haven't played it.
Yeah, you didn't play the demo?
I still haven't finished
downloading. It's the same fucking game.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it any less awesome.
It's the same amount of awesomeness.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the game was awful. The game is great. But it's just, you know, compared to everything else that came out.
You don't feel like it innovated enough to be qualified as Game of the Year.
Right. Which, I mean,
that's a viewpoint.
I have yet to play, besides Spec Ops, the multiplayer, which made Call of Duty 4 so spectacular.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how much that's changed, but it's not going to change my opinion of getting Game of the Year for me.
I don't know. I'm totally against that whole, because Game of the Year usually is something that's been done before. It's just done better now. So, I can see Call of Duty being somebody's Game of the Year. I don't have an argument with that. For me, it's going to be, you know, up there, but it's not going to be...
Right.
It's not going to be my number one.
Right. Yeah, and it all just comes from different schools of thought. I mean, for me, for a game to win my Game of the Year, it just has to be the best game that I played all year, regardless of what it does or any. It just has to be my favorite game from the year.
Yeah.
So, for me, it does not. I mean, I wouldn't even call it close in terms of. I haven't beat the campaign yet. I'm almost through it. I didn't get hooked on the first one's multiplayer. I'm going to try this one's multiplayer, and I'm sure that it'll help. But to me, I mean, as of right now, I don't even know that it's in my top five. But that's having not played the multiplayer yet. We'll see if it changes my opinion once I do.
I'll just put it to you this way. I am anticipating that Uncharted 2 will have the superior single-player experience. However, at the same time, there is just as much of a large margin when pertaining to the multiplayer experience for Modern Warfare 2.
I think the best part of Modern Warfare 2 is multiplayer, and I haven't fully dived into the competitive part, but Spec Ops is just a ball.
Yeah. I played Spec Ops.
I love Spec Ops.
And I have to give a shout-out to Frustrated Fury.
Did you play with him?
Yes, from the Evolve Gaming podcast. Me and him played Spec Ops, and it was freaking awesome.
Did you guys play on Veteran?
I think we played on Hardened.
Okay.
Veteran is
it's so much fun, though, because it's so challenging.
I tell you, my favorite weapon is the Predator missile.
Yeah,
that
thing is awesome.
That is the shit.
Yeah, but I love the couple of the co-op missions. One person gets to be in, like, the airplane. Yeah.
Yes.
Shooting bombs.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Man, that was, because I'm watching him run through, like, the field, and I see all these, like, white dots come out, running towards him, and I just bomb it, and it just, like, you see their bodies just flying everywhere. It's so awesome.
Yeah, pretty intense.
It is.
That's the thing. I don't feel like I can accurately determine what I think of the quality of Modern Warfare yet, just because I haven't played any of the multiplayer stuff.
I'll tell you what, the story is good. I like the story.
The story was all right, but it's totally predictable.
Well,
if you played the first one.
There are some moments. I played the first one, and there's some moments I didn't even expect.
There's definitely some cool. I mean, that's the thing about the first Modern Warfare is it had some really awesome scripted events. And there's some good ones so far in this one, and some good like visual tricks, especially later on in the game.
Is it just me or is this one harder too?
It's a lot harder in
my
opinion.
Which is weird because I didn't beat the first one.
See, you know what? After the one mission in, I can't remember the name of the mission now, in Call of Duty 4, where you're trying to get out of that town. I can't remember the name of the mission now. But you're trying to get out, and people just keep coming and coming and coming and coming, and you just have to keep pushing forward through them. I'm having about the same amount of difficulty as I did with the first one.
Yeah.
But the, I mean, the key to that game is you got to realize that enemies are going to keep spawning until you cross a certain point. So you just got to keep pushing forward. If you hang back and just try and wipe everybody out, they're just going to keep coming.
Right.
So, Kat, did you play Modern Warfare?
No.
You haven't played it
I
yet?
I don't wanna. This is my thing. I'm just over it.
Gotcha. Did you play Call of Duty 4?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm cranky right now with, like, I don't know, maybe it's the fall rush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of like, ugh, get out of my face.
Yeah, get out of my face.
Modern Warfare has been in everybody's face lately.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And it almost spoiled the game for me because I got sick of hearing about it.
Right.
You know,
well,
so.
That's what Assassin's Creed is doing for me.
See, that's really funny. I haven't even seen anything on Assassin's Creed.
Every commercial is Assassin's Creed, and they keep getting longer. They show, like, the teaser trailer. Then they show, you know, the second teaser trailer or whatever. And then they show the final. And I'm like, just shut the fuck up.
That's future fondling that I actually forgot about.
Assassin's Creed.
That comes out this week, right?
Yeah, yes. Tuesday.
So...
Yeah.
I definitely, that's on my Gamefly list. I haven't committed to purchasing it yet, just because I'm trying to cut back on the games that I purchase right now since I'm not going to be able to play most of them right now anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to play that this week because I love the first Assassin's Creed, and this one looks to do everything that it did, only better.
I just hope it's not the same three missions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you just repeat?
I saw the presentation at PAX, and I talked to some of the folks that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like the first one very much. But I felt like they were really in tune with what people didn't like.
Right.
In the first one. So I'm looking forward to this one very much.
I hope it's good. I do, because I like the premise of the first one.
Yeah.
I just wanted it
yeah.
to be more fun.
Yeah.
And it got kind of boring
It definitely gets repetitive after a while. But the biggest hook for me in the first one was that Altair was just such an awesome character. Like, his character design was really cool, and
yeah.
he had really cool movement, and his animations were good, and sort of like Nathan Drake without the personality.
But he's mysterious.
Well, that's video game cover up for we don't want to make this guy talk a lot.
He was mysterious, like the dumb kid in the back of the room.
Yeah,
yeah. When in reality, he was just eating paste.
Yeah,
sniffing markers.
His tongue was stuck to the roof of his mouth.
Exactly.
All right. So
I tend to approach games like this though, like movies. I don't want to know even what a movie's about when I go into the theater. Like, I don't want to know anything.
Right.
And I guess maybe I'm in the wrong line of work.
Yes.
I feel that way about games sometimes. Like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Any more hype kills the game.
Experience.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, this generation has been really bad for that.
Yeah.
Really, really overhyping games and showing way too much of them before they're ready for public consumption.
I think that would have been a big deal about the No Russian level. If you didn't know it was there,
yeah,
right.
That would have made it would have had a lot more impact, I think,
yeah.
if I hadn't seen the videos over and over again.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think honestly, the three worst, I should say, offenders for that this generation have been Call of Duty, Killzone, and Halo 3, where all three of them actually suffered a decent amount of kickback just because there was so much hype and so much footage shown ahead of time. That there was no way the game was ever going to live up to.
Yeah.
And Assassin's Creed's another good example.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. As a general rule, though, I think Call of Duty is a great game.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But I'm still shocked that you think it might still be your game of the year. I truly am.
Well, maybe it's because I'm approaching this game fresh, and I pretty much did not view any videos of
yeah.
this game. I didn't really read any articles about this game. I played pretty much very little of the original Modern Warfare. So to me, it felt fresh. So I probably have a different perspective of this game than what most people have.
Well, two, I honestly think your perception, and I mean not to keep bringing this up, but I think your perception will change once you play Uncharted 2.
Okay.
So. I'm still surprised that you thought of it over Batman. I would still take Batman over Call of Duty.
Thing is,
in terms of single player, there's no doubt.
Batman is up there as well.
Batman and Uncharted are my top two games right now, and I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah.
Regardless of what comes out the rest of the year. Call of Duty's in my, you know, high esteemed games of the year, but I don't even know if it will make my top 10.
Wow.
So
thing is, with me, it's kind of a four-way cluster of game of the year between Arkham Asylum, Modern Warfare 2, possibly Uncharted 2, of course, because I haven't played the single player yet, and Demon's Souls.
Yeah, Demon's Souls is a great game.
I really, really love Demon's Souls. But then again, I just picked up Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands is in my top 10.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
Borderlands is actually, I think, close to my top 5 right now.
Yeah.
And I will not be able to forget Trials.
Yeah, Trials was a great game, too.
I think the general public, from the people I've talked to, it's going to be close between Game of the Year for Uncharted or Modern Warfare
2.
But a lot of people are going towards Uncharted.
Yeah.
From who I talked to so far. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we won't be so late with our Game of the Year awards.
We should probably have that done in December. That might be a good time to do that.
Yeah, and hopefully we should have them announced at the beginning of January. That would probably work out best.
Yes.
Rather than March or whenever we did them last year.
It was like a Valentine's Day gift guide.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think we're actually coming out of the rush this week. I think this is the last big week.
Right.
For releases, so.
Right. Yeah. And then we'll have a little lull right before the February, March, April rush that's going
to
blow us out of the water this year.
To be able to play all this crap?
Yeah.
You know something? The other day I was watching a video of the new Super Mario Wii game. And you know something? If the game can actually pull off single player and multiplayer as being a really fun and engrossing game, that game just might be up there with the other mentionable games as well.
No, it is not true.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. It's you know, I haven't played new Super Mario Brothers. It's got a lot of competition though. Really stiff competition.
Yeah.
But if it's classic 2D Mario, may just all fall in love all over again.
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited about playing it.
Me too.
I haven't been
too
excited about playing a Wii game in a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really excited to play that. But I think that'll wrap up the fondling. Now that the fondling is over, it is time to get into the news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Yep, I brought it back just for you. Brought to you by Mrs. Applebee's Deep Fried Candy Bars. Increasing the American obesity rate, one fat ass kid at a time. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Yeah, we don't write those. Just on the fly. Anyway, Alan Wake is apparently launching globally in May.
We'll
awesome.
See about that.
Yeah, I still don't believe it. Yeah, it didn't say what year.
I don't even know that I'll believe Alan Wake has come out when I'm holding the box in my hand. I think I'm still afraid that I'm going to open the box and there's going to be a note from Remedy that says, "Ha ha, gotcha, sucker."
Just kidding.
You know, that's what happened when I brought Brute Force back the first time.
Oh, was it?
And everybody's like, "Nah, it's not in there. Yeah. It's not in there." I'm like, "Yeah, this really in there." And they took it home. I'm like, "I ain't going to believe it until it's in my Xbox and it works."
And then you played it and you're like, "Oh, shit."
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, wow, this is what I waited on?"
Yeah. Brute Force was pretty terrible.
Apparently there's a rumored Fallout MMO.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll go right along with that rumored Elder Scrolls MMO that Bethesda's been working on for 16 years.
Yes.
So, that should be interesting. EA is launching Madden NFL Arcade earlier than expected. Hmm. It will be available around Thanksgiving instead of in December.
Interesting.
Which it looks kind of cool. I don't know. We'll have to see. Blitz kind of died.
Yeah.
So...
You know what, though? I liked the first Blitz, the first re-released Blitz. Blitz the League or whatever, the first one.
Yeah.
Was pretty good.
Those are actually really good games. Here's a geek-gasm for you. Star Trek Online to feature multiple starship bridges.
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap. You can get over there with Kirk, maybe, and Picard, and...
Number one.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Sound like a song. I was about to start dancing.
You never seen that online?
No.
There is a song, and it's just that pretty much over and over again.
It explains why I never
but it's
to
actually
watch it.
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Apparently, Activision is working on their 2010 Hero slate.
Oh.
Obviously, DJ Hero and Band Hero are both getting sequels.
In 2010?
Yeah.
Wow.
And probably like 14 Guitar Heroes and, you know. It's going to be a butt sex
Guitar
Hero.
Guitar Hero, the Guess Who.
That's no, Rock
nobody
Band.
Nobody knows who the Guess Who is.
Oh, no, wait. Rock Band will be Rock Band The Who.
The
Who, yeah. And then it'll be the Guitar Who. Hero, the Guess Who.
Yeah. That was the joke.
I'm waiting on Band.
I'm glad you extrapolated it, though, because I didn't
tell it very
well.
I'm waiting on Band Hero Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Carry my.
Poker face.
If you say so.
I don't know. Apparently a delay hits iPhone Audio Surf due to technical limitations.
You know, that game does look pretty sweet.
Wow.
I'm scrolling. Sony is bringing PSP Ad Hoc Party to North America soon.
Awesome.
People are very happy about that.
You know, I am incredibly excited about this announcement. It'll bring me back to playing Monster Hunter. With the world.
If I still had a PSP, I'd play Monster Hunter with you. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's what owned me.
That dragon.
Yeah. Dragon Age DLC generates $1 million.
Wow. Awesome.
In just over a week.
Yeah.
That's some shit. That should have been on the disc.
Well, you know what? Actually, I read some, after our discussion last week, I read into it some more. And from what I understand, the team that was working on the PC version of Dragon Age had it finished like 6 months before the console versions were finished. So the team that was working on the PC did the DLC, the Stone Prisoner DLC and the Warden's Keep DLC. And I've also heard, and I can't verify this on my own, but I've heard that the DLC character that's in the game that tells you to go buy the DLC or whatever is like pushed into your game from online. It's not in on the disc because people who have played it offline says the character's not there.
Hmm.
So it's just EA pushing it into the game from the online infrastructure. So I'm not as upset about it as I was before.
Did you guys see the Penny Arcade on that?
I did, yeah. That was very, very funny.
Do you share? Or do you have to guess?
No, it was basically he was talking to the shill character or whatever, and he's like, you'll need to purchase this premium content. And he's like, wow, thanks for breaking my immersion. And then he's like, you need to purchase this. And he's like, first off, it's your family, so you buy the fucking DLC. It's pretty funny, though.
But I also thought, you know, Tycho had the right take on it. You know, here's this game that they've worked for however long on.
Right.
And it has not a prayer of making the same, you know, kind of money.
Right.
As same Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I do not support the DLC, though.
No.
By golly.
By God.
You know,
I saw a really funny picture online, actually, the other day of, I'm pretty sure it might have been a Steam screen. I'm not sure what it was from, but it was on PC, and it was the list of Modern Warfare boycotters, and like 12 of them were online playing Modern Warfare 2. It was pretty funny.
Alright, next week's Rock Band DLC, actually this week, is an AFI track pack, five songs. Shut up. I like AFI. And the Bangles Walk Like an Egyptian.
Those go together well.
Yes.
Buy all this AFI and Walk Like an Egyptian as well.
I love the Bangles.
Yeah.
You can walk like an Egyptian on Rock Band this week.
It's pretty sweet.
I'm holding out for them to put Eternal Flame up there before I go.
As we all know, Xbox users who were pirating and all that good stuff, they got a massive ban this week. Rumors of up to 1 million users' consoles got banned.
Wow.
And apparently all of those ended up on Craigslist.
Yeah. buy my Brocast 360.
Well, nobody knows.
Right. No, I know.
So that's kind of shady.
That is
kind of shady.
I don't like
that. It's going to be a sad Christmas for a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I got this to say it don't work.
Yeah, you know, I just want to add, too, if you got your console banned, I don't want to see you online whining about it. Seriously, I'm so sick of seeing people whining about getting their console banned.
Yeah, no
don't
kidding.
Don't do stupid stuff. Don't burn games. Don't pirate your console. Or
yes.
Don't mod your console, and you won't get banned. Other than that, grow up and quit talking about it.
Yep.
Well, apparently my...
Yes, Mom.
There, I'm shaking my finger at you, and you can't see it.
My page is not loading.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, there you go.
Well, you have broke the internet.
I did break the internet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe if we had our own news, like we used to.
The wonders of Windows 7.
As I stare judgingly at Killer Wolverine.
That's mean.
I don't have enough time.
Oh, here we go with that again. You need to fill better time than that while I'm trying to scroll to the bottom of this page. Alright.
There we go.
Black Friday video game deals. Did you see them?
I saw some of them, yeah.
They're rocking.
There are some good ones. I saw Best Buy's going to have Dragon Age for like $34.99, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so if you haven't bought it yet,
don't go out that day.
You might want to venture out on Black Friday and get mobbed and molested by a crowd in order to get Dragon Age for
$34.99. Jason might like that.
He might.
Yeah, that's a perk.
That is a perk.
See, there you go.
Oh.
The full Sgt. Pepper's album will be hitting Beatles Rock Band this week.
Nice.
That is cool.
That's a big announcement.
So,
it's a good album.
We already knew it was coming.
Shame you got to own Beatles Rock Band to play it, not just the regular Rock Band.
Oh, imagine that. apparently, Final Fantasy XIII, the new trailer, gives a North American release date of March 9th, 2010.
This is pretty big news because everybody was assuming that this game was going to be coming out in mid-June. So
it's a month early. Woohoo! 2 months early, sorry.
Three.
Math on that.
Well, you didn't. You sounded kind of dumb right there, didn't you?
It was like, my bad. It's like 3 months earlier.
June?
Or so.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about my birthday month. Oh, my God, I'm dumb.
You're pushing it there, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Apparently, Natal was named one of 2009's top inventions by Time Magazine.
And the big thing was that it was named ahead of teleportation, which is maybe just giving Natal a little too much credit.
Can we teleport now?
I don't know. That's what everything I've read is like. I can't believe they named Natal ahead of teleportation.
Don't you think I've heard about that?
It even says right there, teleportation.
Teleportation?
That's what it says.
We have the technology to teleport now?
I don't know.
He's just reading what that article says.
I'm just reading what the article says.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I wish somebody would have told me this.
I'm not the world's foremost expert on teleportation. That's Nightcrawler.
We got to get on this. We got to see. We got to research the shit out of this.
I need one of these machines.
Yes.
I want one.
It'd be like that movie, The Fly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's not make
it. I can't believe you just brought Jeff Goldblum back.
You get to kill him in that Jurassic game?
No. Unfortunately not.
Oh, Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Man.
How did you not get eaten by a dinosaur?
Because he was wearing all black.
Of all the characters.
Yeah.
They even ate Newman.
With the Natal Award, is this just keeping in the spirit of giving out awards for things that haven't really happened yet?
Yes, that's exactly what it
is. Yeah, and you notice that it actually said in the news for 2009.
Right.
Even though it's not out in
2009. Yeah,
doesn't mean it doesn't. Nobel Prize Committee is actually who voted on this one, and they decided to give it to Natal.
Over teleportation.
Yeah.
Well, obviously teleportation isn't out either, because y'all motherfuckers had to drive here.
That's what you think.
You would think over teleportation would win.
Dude, I still don't even know that this exists. I want one.
I think everybody wants one.
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
Now you done ruined my day. NPD numbers were up. Uncharted on top. 524,000.
Finally.
I'm sorry.
That game is getting, that series is getting the sales that it deserves.
Oh, they don't even have the software here. I'm sorry. Uncharted was number one with over 500,000. I have to say that I was happy to see Borderlands dropping at number three.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
That is awesome.
Brutal Legend did not chart.
Not charted. That makes me sad.
It was uncharted.
See?
Oh,
see what it did
see
there?
See what he did there? He made a joke out of it because that other game's called Uncharted.
Oh, there you go. There's a picture of Jake.
You're skipping the number two AAA game of the year.
What, Wii Fit Plus?
Mm-hmm.
See, I skipped that on purpose.
Like 441K?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
But we all expected that, though.
Yeah.
Everybody had to go out and get that thing.
Still hurts.
Yeah, it does still hurt. That's the truth.
There's a picture of Jake Gyllenhaal with his shirt off, which says Prince of Persia could outperform Pirates of the
Gambus
Caribbean.
Perked up.
Gamma's sat up, like, hey, what's going on? Hey, Jake, I saw you in Brokeback Mountain.
Time dagger, I wish I could quit you.
Oh, that's... you know, he did something gross in, what was that, Jarhead movie?
I don't remember him doing something gross in Jarhead.
He masturbated in the bathroom stall to Nirvana's Something in the Way.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
There's something ironic about that.
Well, who hasn't?
This is true. apparently GameStop is going to start selling DLC next year.
What?
What do you get to download? Front place in line?
You get to download getting ripped off on your trades. That's what you get to download.
Yeah. Monopoly.
Oh, forget about
it. They don't have a Monopoly.
No, not even close, man.
They don't even sell Monopoly.
Yeah, they do for the Xbox. but it'll all be available at GameStop. This is probably in response to the whole digital download crap.
It'll be available at Smashburger.
Smashburger.
As we all know, the new Xbox Live update is coming this week, and it contains nothing that has to do with games. Fucking awesome.
Awesome.
Twitter and Facebook.
Don't you know it's not about games anymore?
Last FM
has nothing to do with games either.
In other words, it's an update to allow the 360 to do at least four of the things that PS3 owners have been able to do since the beginning because of the web browser.
Oh, da-da-da.
Hey, the Wii can do it, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There you go. And the PSP and the DS. Man, 360 behind.
What do you know?
All 360's behind.
You know, I'm actually looking forward to...
tweeting from your Xbox?
Yeah.
How about you just get, like, a good phone?
Yeah.
Or just use your computer.
His computer can't even, dude, no.
His computer can't run Twitter.
Wow, that's pretty sad.
It can run World of Warcraft.
He's
barely.
Working on a 486 right now.
World of Warcraft, but it can't run Twitter.
Dude, you'd anything, be amazed. Anything can run World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Your watch can probably run World of Warcraft.
That's what I'm not wearing.
That's you the don't even have a watch. Blizzard's games.
Speaking of Blizzard's games, new StarCraft screen reveals the new Zerg Brutalisk.
Wow. That game is going to be so awesome.
Well, you know it's a big game when there's news of a new unit.
Yes.
I saw what you did there.
Fight Night 4.
Predicts a victory for...
Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, whatever.
And it did actually
It did happen,
through.
Yep.
He beat the shit out of that other guy.
Yep, he sure did. So good job, Fight Night Round 4.
Modern Warfare 2 sells 4.7 million in one day.
Wow.
Just wow. That is a lot.
That's a lot of games.
That is a lot of games.
That is.
Hey, look, Facebook support confirmed for PlayStation 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
What do you know?
Wait a minute.
And wait a minute. How much do I pay for PSN?
Yeah.
Oh, listen to you.
I can't remember.
Listen to you trying to fuel the fire.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just starting. It's starting to get a little, a little tenuous.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea who that guy is. So let's just keep going.
We're
going
to skip past that. Apparently Funcom launches the Age of Conan resubscription program.
Nice.
Subscribers 2 weeks for free, as well as numerous resubscription incentives.
Trying to win back.
I want to play this game.
I heard it was actually decent.
Yeah, I'm sold. I want to play it. I want to kill some fools.
Do it.
Yeah.
I think that they've got a free trial up, don't they? Do they have a free trial of Age of Conan?
Yeah, they do.
There's a free trial for every piece of crack.
Wow.
I said crack.
I know.
Not crap.
Damn.
Udon is launching a new Darkstalkers miniseries, comic book series.
You know what that means.
Maybe they're going to make a new game?
Inching ever closer to them releasing a new Darkstalkers.
And we talked about the Hero line for 2010. Hey, Activision applies for Drum Hero. Trademark.
Shocker.
Drum Hero?
Yeah. Drum Hero.
Interesting.
And you asked last week why people don't blow up on Rock Band as much as they blow up on Activision.
Yeah, just wait till next year. You see Rock Band fucking...
Guitar Mania.
Guitar Mania.
Hey, I'm waiting for Cymbals Hero.
Cymbal? What the fuck?
Jason's waiting on Skin Flute Hero.
I'm waiting for... I'm waiting for Konami to release another music
Beatmania
game.
Yeah.
Actually, I was talking about Rock Revolution. I'm waiting for Rock Revolution 2.
Yeah.
Electric you can Boogaloo. Buy the first one at like Kmart for $5.
They actually sell it?
Yeah.
Like they don't just give it away?
Well, they sold it with the drum kit and everything for $8. Which was I was like, I almost want to buy that just because it's $8. That's cheaper than a pizza. There's a rumor that Natal will be launching in November 2010, 14 games, $80 price or lower.
Which seems like about the perfect price, if I'm being honest.
The thing is, $80 for Natal.
Oh, we should stop laughing because nobody knows what we're laughing at.
I know,
we'll
sorry.
Have to wait.
Go ahead, Jason.
The Natal for $80 is considerably cheaper than what I was expecting it
to
be.
Same
I thought it was going to be $150.
Yeah, that's what I figured too.
I mean, when you consider that $100 buys you a wireless network adapter.
Right.
But that price hasn't been confirmed yet.
Yeah,
so
you're right about that. So it might change.
We'll see.
But how much is the teleportation device?
Yeah,
that's
a question.
Yeah, for real.
By golly, maybe that's why Natal finished ahead of it on the list.
Because it's only $80.
Fucking Christmas. I want a teleportation device.
You best get some new friends.
I ain't getting you nothing.
You better get some richer friends. Shit.
Yeah.
I actually thought about getting you some extenders for Christmas so you could wear a size 12. Just so you could see what it's like.
You can wear the shoes that big, but you just sound like a clown walking down the hallway.
You look like a clown walking down the hallway, too.
The next news story.
You look like that unit clown from Operation.
Sergeant Frog gets an RPG.
This picture is one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen in my life.
He's even got buck teeth. Look at him.
He's a frog with buck teeth.
And a with gun.
With a yellow headband with a red star on it.
Thing is, though,
in a jetpack? Is that a jetpack?
He's got lightning coming out of his ass or something. I don't know.
And a gun.
It's a teleportation device.
There you go. Don't fuck with Sergeant Frog.
This game is actually based on a manga and anime that's been around for almost a decade already.
Why am I not surprised that you would know what this
Leave
is?
Leave it to Jason to know exactly what Sergeant Frog is.
As a matter of fact, I came close to buying the first volume of the graphic novel a couple of times because I heard it's incredibly hilarious.
Well, it definitely looks hilarious.
It looks hilarious, that's for sure.
Gearbox developer calls Borderlands 2 a no-brainer.
Woohoo!
Bully composer mentions Bully 2.
Well, Bully!
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't already released a Bully 2, to be honest. Or at least already announced it, officially announced it, because it's been a while since that game came out.
What, Borderlands?
No, Bully.
Oh.
What were we just talking about?
I wasn't paying attention. I was confused by this picture.
Come on.
It's definitely bizarre.
It's very disturbing.
Ignition is publishing a new Xbox 360 survival horror game called Deadly Premonition. It will feature a murderer, an FBI agent, and a rural town.
Rural.
It's
a very hard word to say.
There's a picture of some lady hanging, like, crucified to a wall.
With her head missing.
Is her head missing?
No, maybe not.
No, her head's not missing.
Oh, no, it's not missing. Never mind. That looked like blood.
She's in her skivvies, apparently.
It's very weird.
I don't know what that's about. That kind of creeps me out.
That's what I would refer to as disturbing to somewhat disturbing.
Mm. Apparently EA is culling development slate and refocusing on established IPs.
Oh, no.
They're
going to go back to the EA they used to be.
No. James Earl Jones, no. Naughty Dog is apparently polling on Uncharted 2 multiplayer modes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited for some new... What I hope they add is some more co-op maps. That's really what I want. Some more co-op missions.
So I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I
want
to...
Wanna? 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 Wanna?
Okay, that's enough. Bad Company 2 for the PC is not just a port.
Like those other guys.
Man, there's so much animosity between those two teams right now, I swear. Which, speaking of, I don't know if this is in here at all, but did you read about how Activision is considering pay features for Call of Duty?
Pay features?
Yep. Oh, did you see, speaking of which, I meant to mention this, did you guys read the new Game Informer yet?
A little bit of it.
The one with Epic Mickey on the cover?
Yeah
a little
did
bit
you
of
see
it.
The quote in there from, whatever the douche's name is that heads
Bobby
up
Kotick?
Activision? Yeah, Bobby Kotick. It says that his goal is to remove all the fun from game development. I'm like, well, that seems like a worthwhile goal.
Yeah.
Let's get right on that. No, but my guess is this was the reason for the announcement of no dedicated servers.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
You want dedicated servers? Got to pay. Got to pay, bitch.
You get nothing and like it.
Eidos Interactive has been rebranded as Square Enix Europe.
Yep.
So
there you go.
So the next Tomb Raider game will be published by Square Enix.
Yep.
And it'll have special guest appearances by Cloud and Sephiroth.
And spiky hair.
Just like
people.
Everything else Square's ever done.
Yeah.
Games on demand this week. Dead Space for $19.99 and Monopoly for the way overpriced $30.
Wow.
Jesus.
No, it's Monopoly.
Yes.
I understand where you could be confused.
EA is frustrated with weak Wii sales. I'm assuming for their games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not for the system.
They're not concerned for Nintendo.
No. But of course you know that. And it's not like EA made bad Wii games.
No.
They were good.
Yeah.
Dead Space was good.
Dead Space Extraction.
A lot of their family games are actually really good. Yeah. So it's just that, I don't know. The Wii just has this audience that sells certain games. I don't know.
Think about like who's buying the Wii though. You know, it's people, a lot of older people, parents, younger kids. And I remember growing up, it's probably just the same thing. We got, you know, our Nintendo for Christmas, and we got like one game for that year.
Yeah, and you just had to make do with it.
Yeah, that's like your one game for the year, and it wouldn't occur to my parents that you would play more than one game.
Right.
I don't know.
Yep.
Man, I play more than one game a day. So.
Wow, you are so not the target demographic for the Wii.
Yeah.
That's probably why it never gets turned on.
There you go.
There's a demo for Dante's Inferno arriving in December, which EA is also doing an anime for this.
Didn't they already release a demo of Dante's Inferno? Oh, no, wait, that was God of War 3. Never mind, I'm sorry, I got confused.
Oh, here we go. Can't possibly be two games that are quote-unquote similar.
That are nearly identical.
And still be good.
Damn. Just kidding.
Medal of Honor is apparently one of EA's IPs that it's going to be revitalizing. And guess what? Hey, it's going to be Modern Warfare.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that they were going to go modern for the next Medal of Honor.
You know something? They should go futuristic.
Gamus, you want everybody to go futuristic.
Yeah.
You want lasers and...
Laser beams.
Out of your butt.
Really, back with the butt?
I thought...
that's usually where the butt is, in the back.
I thought we were past this.
You can never get past it. did we talk about this last week? Why did my voice get so high right there?
That's a good question. I was wondering the same thing.
We talk about this last week?
Capcom will release RE5 as Alternative Edition as DLC.
Yeah.
I think we did talk about that last
week. I think we did, too.
Yeah, because the EA cutting plans, blah, blah, blah.
They're going to... The alternate edition is going to take advantage of the PlayStation 3's motion control.
Motion control!
When it comes out?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I have to bring up the questions in this other browser.
So we should be vamping right now?
You should be vamping, or do you have the tweets ready yet?
I want to know when I'm going to be able to watch Season 3 of The Guild, not on Xbox Live. Is that going to happen?
Well, where else can you watch it? I'm not all that familiar with the show, so I don't...
Okay, well, Seasons 1 and 2, they had, like, on their webpage and their YouTube channel, and Season 3, they got kind of sponsored purchase by Microsoft. So they said at the beginning of the season, I remember Felicia Day tweeting that, you know, okay, Episode 1 of Season 3 is up on... you know, Xbox Live, look for it on YouTube next week. Well, it's been a while.
You might have to come to the dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know something, Kat? It's funny that you mentioned that because I just started recently watching The Guild myself.
Shit.
It's a good show.
I like it a lot, but I will stop liking it if I can't watch Season 3.
Yeah, I hear so much about the show, but I've never actually watched it. I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Apparently it's free. You got Xbox Live. Maybe you should watch it.
Apparently you need to back off my case. Son?
Son?
Son? What?
What's going on?
Yeah, it's worth watching. I mean, you could watch Seasons 1 and 2 in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
They're really short, like 5 minutes.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. All right.
There's a slight chance that, due completely to my fault, we may have forgotten to tweet that we were starting the show.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if we'll actually
heaven.
Have any Twitter shout-outs, because I'm basically a giant idiot. So we'll see if that works out.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Thanks, Gambus. I appreciate the backup.
Dumbass.
What? Where does this hatred come from?
He's mad.
Well, it is Killer Wolverine.
Fiery Italian spirit.
Oh, I forgot to mention that whole thing last week about how long it's been since I broke a controller. I did a couple days ago.
Oh. So,
really?
What streak is over?
You know, what caused you to break a controller?
Call of Duty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which part?
Is it
a part you can talk about without spoiling
the game? I don't even remember. I just remember being in a fury.
Blacked out in the rage?
Yes. Back to my blacking out of rage.
You didn't punch a hole in the wall, did you?
No, I just broke the controller.
Oh, okay.
Did we have any tweets?
I just tweeted to get them in quick. The show's almost over.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yep, that's the level of professionalism that we bring to the table,
no deal.
And gentlemen.
Good. I wondered. I tweeted that I was Skyping in, and then...
Well, hopefully maybe people saw that, and they'll go ahead and start.
Yeah, because we foobarred.
Only one person?
Only one. Sweet.
Nice. Yeah, that's completely my fault. I will fall on the sword. Go ahead.
That I remembered that it's Timbaland.
Nice.
Timbaland? I don't even know what that means.
I think he's a rapper.
Oh.
He's a rapper.
Okay. I'm not into the hip-hop.
By the time we read some of these questions, we might get some.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's do some questions. We're running out of time.
Woo-hoo.
Says, this one comes from T087. Says, hello, podcasters. Let me start by saying I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
And here are my cues. If anyone played Demon Souls other than the Wombat, what are your thoughts on it?
Man, we
talked about that game a lot.
Yeah,
we did. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, but you have to remember that we're backlogged on questions, so.
But this is from October 13th.
Which is only a week after Demon's Souls came out.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Damn, we talked a lot about it since then.
Yeah.
It's an awesome game. It's harder than shit.
I think all of us, besides Killer Wolverine, really liked the game.
Well, he didn't play it.
Yeah.
He realized how hard it was.
I didn't have any intention to play
it. He said no. Said, I ain't got time for this shit.
Did you play Demon's Souls, Kat?
No, I'm on the KW bandwagon on that one.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, he's got some backup. Listen to him over there. Yeah!
My favorite piece, and the writer liked it, but he said it's like the best game that you'll never talk about or something to that effect. Because basically everyone just says, oh, I've played Demon's Souls. Yeah, it's really hard. Yeah.
And then that's pretty much what you get out of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
His second question is, how is Muramasa, and do you think it is worth buying for the Wii? Buying a Wii for. I've been hearing rumors about it coming to the PS3 and 360. If it doesn't do well on the Wii, hopefully it's true. Actually, it's not.
Yeah.
It's never coming to the Wii or the PS3 unless...
No, 360 or the PS3.
I'm sorry, yeah, whatever. 360, PS3.
We gotcha. We're tracking.
Just follow me along. I'm starting to get tired. But the company who made the game said they won't do it.
Well, they said that it would have taken at least a year, if not 2 years longer, of development time in order to do a quote-unquote high-definition version of the same game.
But I don't know if it's worth buying a Wii for, but...
I'd say if you're into two-dimensional games, I think you should have the Nintendo Wii anyway because of a virtual console... And WiiWare titles such as the Konami Rebirth games like Contra Rebirth and Gradius and Castlevania, and also the incredible library of virtual console games. I'd say if you're into two-dimensional games, you should pretty much have a Wii anyway. So, and Muramasa is a really good game. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's good.
Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from Sam in Seattle. He says, I thought I just had to beat Uncharted 2 on any difficulty to unlock Crushing. After beating Normal, I found this to be false, which sucks because now I have to beat it a second time on Hard, just to unlock Crushing so I can get this Platinum soon. And I haven't even touched the multiplayer or co-op yet. If only I had more time to play games. Have you guys ever done something similar to this?
No. Not that I can think of. I remember I used to get really disappointed when when the 360 was new.
And it broke?
Well, there's that. But when you'd play on one difficulty and it wouldn't unlock the achievement for beating it on the difficulties below that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you'd beat it on hard and it wouldn't unlock the achievements for beating it on normal and easy.
They call that stacking.
Yeah. It didn't stack. I'm sorry, you guys, Mr. You, achievement horror extraordinaire.
I'm sorry. You criticized Kat earlier for calling it a plat.
No, I didn't criticize her for calling it a plat.
You didn't know the lingo.
I didn't know the lingo.
You don't know the stacking lingo either.
I thought maybe she was talking about a platypus, which had me confused.
Wow, that sounded really bad the first time I heard it.
What, platypus?
Yeah.
It's a mammal. Webbed feet.
I know, but the way you said it, it threw me off.
Your mom's a platypus.
I was thinking like a plate.
Wow. Stop. Just stop and we'll move on.
Okay, next question.
Anyway, for any of you who've played Dragon Age, how does the gameplay compare to Baldur's Gate? I've seen my bro play through Baldur's Gate multiple times now, and the gameplay looks very fun. How does Dragon Age compare? To me, Dragon Age looks much more in-depth and strategical, which kind of turned me off the game for a while.
I've played both. I'm actually, though, guessing you mean Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance on
the
PS2, which is sort of the console... which is a console version of Baldur's Gate that is really not connected to the other two on PC. It plays very similar to the old PC Baldur's Gates. PC had Baldur's Gate 1 and Baldur's Gate 2, and they each had an expansion. But it doesn't play similarly at all to Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance. That was more of a hack and slash Diablo style almost loot game. This game is much more strategic, like Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 on the PC, where you do have to, you know, pause. If you play on a harder difficulty level, or if you play on the PC, you do have to pause occasionally to set up your tactics and make sure your characters are in the right positions.
Strategery.
Yeah. So, but if you're comparing it to Baldur's Gate on the PS2, it's 100% different.
There you go. He said, finally, I went back and started playing MGS again, but this time on my PSP, thanks to the download version on PSN.
Nice.
And I must say, although I hate discussing what game I think is the best ever on my all-time or my all-time favorite, I've finally come to the conclusion that MGS is my favorite game ever, and in my opinion, the best ever. I really hate saying that, but to this day, there still isn't a game that has influenced me as much as MGS. No other game has been able to evoke me emotionally like MGS has. So what game for you has evoked you the most emotionally, and how? Since we're on the topic of emotional games, I'm really curious why you guys aren't interested in Heavy Rain. I'm not saying that it's going to be absolutely phenomenal or anything of the sort, but I do find it very intriguing and can't wait to see how the story pulls me in and makes me feel. Heavy Rain looks to me like a great game, and I'm hoping it turns out to be.
That's a good question.
Well, you already know my answer, Metal Gear Solid. I've stated that several times. But as far as Heavy Rain, I like to give it shit because it looks like Simon Says. But if it compels emotion, it may be interesting to play through. It's not like I won't play it when it comes out. So
I'm looking forward to it.
What's your most emotional game ever? Did anything make you cry?
No.
Wuss.
However, in terms of overall cast of characters, and storyline, I was really, really attached to the cast of Final Fantasy IV. I still think, in terms of characters, IV is probably one of the strongest of the entire Final Fantasy series, and those were just little 2D sprites, but I just felt that the characters were so much more compelling than a lot of your more modern Final Fantasy games, where they try to over-convolute characters, and characters usually end up being very still and emotionless. And I just felt that there was actually more emotion coming out of these 2D sprites than there were from the more recent three-dimensional advanced technology titles.
Wrong.
Hey, now.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of on the Gambus line. I can't really think of a game that evoked a really, like a sad emotional response or whatever, but in terms of, like, like stirring emotions and that kind of stuff. I've always loved the Legacy of Kain series. That series really, I got really connected to the characters in that series. I really loved the story. It was one of those games that it constantly pushed me to play it more so I could see what happened next. And then I also got really connected to the cast of Psychonauts in a good way, because that game was phenomenal and had an awesome supporting cast. What was it? He had a second question too. What was the second question?
Heavy Rain.
Yeah. I personally am not really looking forward to Heavy Rain just because I didn't really get into Fahrenheit or Indigo Prophecy, whatever you want to call it. It was Indigo Prophecy over here, Fahrenheit overseas, but I didn't really get into it. I didn't think it was all that great, so I'm not really all that interested in Heavy Rain. I'll play it and see what I think of it, though. What about you, K-Dub?
I don't even know.
Does any game invoke any emotion other than anger?
Well, no, all games invoke anger.
That would be Burnout Revenge.
Even Lego. Lego Star Wars invoked anger into that man, and you can't lose.
Recently would be Uncharted 2, but I can't go into it because two people here haven't beaten it.
Yes, I haven't beaten it yet.
As for Heavy Rain, I don't know. I don't really keep up with it, so I don't know.
What about you, Kat?
Ken's going to hate this one, so I'm going to really savor this.
Uh-oh.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, Shadow of the Colossus. That's a great game.
Yeah, come on. The whole game, you're like, you're doing something, and you know you're doing the wrong thing. But you have to. And
right.
All horrible end, and that one got me. And I did, actually, last week, 2 weeks ago, in A Crack in Time, at the end, got a little teary.
Got a little misty.
Yeah, and I don't know whether to attribute this to my attachment to the franchise, or that I was still hopped up on post-op pain pills. Either way, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say they got me misty.
There you go.
There was a moment where I was like, no. And Heavy Rain, I'm looking forward to it, I guess. But as far as the emotional aspect, I get the feeling like they're just being really heavy-handed with the playing me emotionally, you know?
Right.
It's sort of like a Spielberg film for me where I'm like, okay, I get what you're doing. Now stop.
Yeah. Don't shove it in my face.
Yeah.
So I don't know if in practice it will work or if it'll be too brazen.
Gotcha. But
we'll see.
Alrighty, and the last thing he says is, do any of you like foreign bands? I really like Opeth, a Swedish heavy metal band, and Nightwish, a Finnish heavy metal band.
Nightwish is awesome.
He just got his Uncharted 2 Platinum.
Nice, congratulations on the Platinum.
Yeah, I like Nightwish. They are incredibly, incredibly awesome. It's basically like opera metal. Yeah. And I also like some Japanese bands like X Japan and some really obscure stuff. But
I like Clapton, and he's from England. Does that count?
No. And Clapton doesn't like you anymore.
Yeah. Let's not revisit that.
Something you said 132 episodes ago. I think the only foreign band that I like is Rammstein.
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 Come with me.
Into the trees.
Lay in the grass. Let ours pass.
Those guys creep me out, though. If I ever went to one of their concerts, I might feel like I was, like, violated.
Yeah.
K-Dub?
No.
Cat?
If British doesn't count, then no.
I do not like
Rammstein.
I think Britain has to count. It's foreign.
Yeah, it is foreign.
They talk funny.
So do people from Michigan, but...
Yeah. I mean, I listen to a lot, like, indie music a lot, so I listen to a lot of, like, Arctic Monkeys and the Ting Tings and the Kooks and crap like that, so...
The Ting Tings, huh?
Yeah, like the Ting Tings.
That's not my name.
That song?
Yeah, they do that one, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I own the first album of Arctic Monkeys.
I think they would be a fantastic rock band, downloadable.
Yes, band. Yeah. I agree, yeah.
They should be able to do it with the new upload your own song thing coming up.
Yep. I'm looking forward to that. They're going to be on there.
Pretty cool.
I'll make them be on me. I don't know. Otherwise, I guess I am geek enough that I should confess this. This is a safe zone, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah, yeah. The composer for the Naruto score. I have all that music in my iTunes.
Oh, look at Gambus light up
Gambus
like a Christmas
just
tree.
Up, man.
Really? You like?
Yeah.
I own one of the CDs to to the Naruto series. As a matter of fact.
See?
Gambus looked like a dog when you hold up his toy. His ears perked up and his head turned to the side. He's like,
squirrel. I really liked when I worked in an office and you know, we kind of had like an open door policy, and they didn't really like if you played, unsavory music, you know, that clients might hear.
Yeah.
But I figure that if it's in Japanese and instrumental and from Naruto, so I got a kick out of playing, like, you know, the Sasuke theme.
Awesome.
just to drive the coworkers a little crazy.
So I take it you like the series then?
Yes. Yes, yeah. Naruto is one of our preferred series. I consider Naruto, it's like Japanese Harry Potter.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's very, very similar.
So, I can't get into some of the stuff like Fooly Cooly. That's too weird for me.
There's definitely some really bizarre shows. I've been into anime since
he came out of the womb.
Since about as long as I've been gaming, early 80s, pretty much. So
since he knew what Japan was,
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have your street cred. I'm more of a, I will, you know, if someone throws an anime my way, I will watch it. And chances are I will like it, unless it's, you know, too creepy. Which I think Fooly Cooly I didn't like because it fell on the creepy end of the scale.
I just felt that it was like trying to be too strange.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, it was trying too hard.
So it's like the Heavy Rain of anime then.
There you go.
It's too heavy-handed with its strangeness.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I did get the sense that it was, you know, kind of like a Günter Grass novel where everyone says they like it, but nobody really gets it.
Yeah, I can understand that, yeah. Because it is a beloved show, but, yeah, it's very elusive in its plot. Yeah.
All right, so we'll go over to K-Dub over here.
Nope, not my department.
Oh, I mean, who had the Twitter up? Who got the tweet?
Who got the tweet?
Bring up the tweet.
All right, let's see. So, what do we got here? Wow, where is your mentions page?
I put it right on there for
you.
Oh,
are you on it? Okay. Let's see. Shock Caller says, N4G Podcast, what it do, N4G crew? Glad to hear the cat is going to be on the show. Now there's a true female voice on the show besides Killer Wolverines.
I didn't know I had a female voice, huh? That's funny.
Snap. Snap. So there you go, Kat. Shock Caller's glad you're on the show.
Cool. Me too.
us too. REMGS says, I'm pre-tweeting the show, which it's a good thing that you did. Hope there's more Arnold, because he can't get enough. There has been. Yeah, Kat can't hear it, but we've had the soundboard rocking.
Yes.
Yes.
Stop whining.
I will not stop whining.
Let me talk to your mother.
Okay, hold on. Let me get her on the phone.
Fuck are you? Are you going to help me now or not?
Man, wow, that's like an
Trust
Arnold
me.
Explosion.
I had to do that just because
he said
hello,
he feels.
Hello, cutie pie.
Did you just call me cutie pie? He said he feels bad for all the B games that he can't afford this year. Yeah, me too. I feel bad for all the A games I can't afford this year.
Are you talking about like what was that game with Jerry Seinfeld?
Wow, the B movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
terrible.
I made a Gambus Khan joke. Leave me alone. People laugh when he makes them. Shit.
Cal's 88 says, "Can we say thank you?" Can we say thank you for all the shout-outs you do? You can. You're welcome. And thank you for actually writing in and wanting to get shout-outs. That's what it boils down to.
If you guys don't, you guys already know that Kaz is one of the co-hosts of the Numb Thumb Gaming Podcast.
Numb Thumb! Yep.
Which is awesome. They're running a contest currently where you can win a PSP Go.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we love giving other podcasts shout outs.
Yeah.
As long as they, you know, listen to ours and put, and put up with ours.
As long as you listen to ours, yeah. We will talk about yours.
And while I'm at it,
bitches.
I'm going to do it.
We're all about fostering a podcasting community.
Yeah. I'm going to give another shout out to the Evolved Gaming podcast because Drew, a.k.a. Frustrated Fury, he pretty much gives us a shout out almost every single episode.
We appreciate that.
So that is awesome. And thank you. Thank you.
Eddie Bishop says, I'm at work. It sucks. he's a cart pusher at Walmart. I can sympathize. I used to work at Walmart. I was not a cart pusher, but I worked there in the electronics department for a year. I can definitely sympathize.
What's a cart pusher?
They push in all the carts from outside.
Yeah. Like I was picturing someone like pushing carts around the store for you.
Dude.
Like the 6th Avenue of Walmart.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I push your cart for you?
That would actually be a better job.
Only if
would
I got to sit in the children's seat.
I had to push carts a couple times. I worked at a Walmart in a college town, so back to school was our Christmas, basically. And I had to push carts a couple times during Christmas time, and it sucks. So I definitely feel for you. Says he's looking forward to the podcast tomorrow. Thanks. I hope you're enjoying it as you listen.
Thank you.
No, I wasn't talking to you.
No, I mean, I was saying to the guy that was tweeting us.
I know you were. Yeah. Jay Borsick says, hey, guys, just wanted to say we should play some Spec Ops in Modern Warfare 2 this week.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to, and actually, Thursday is going to be a big gaming day for me. So I definitely plan on playing some Modern Warfare on Thursday.
I've got a question.
I've got an answer.
Is Spec Ops just two-player co-op?
It's only two-player.
And then he says, keep up the good work, as always. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And it's refreshing as we speak, so I'll see if there's any late stragglers. Oh, there is. Pixelated Maze says, hey, so how are you guys able to contain yourselves from saying dirty jokes with Kat on the show? Well, that didn't happen so much. So we still had plenty. But apparently Pixelated Maze thinks you have sensitive ears, Kat.
I've been covering them the whole time, don't worry.
Oh, gotcha. I would too if I was listening to our show.
I don't think my mom's going to listen to this. So.
So I think you're in good shape.
nasty boys.
You know what's funny is at a family reunion a couple weeks ago, somebody asked me about the show, and my stepmom, my sister-in-law listens to it with her nephew, and my stepmom's like, "Yeah, I hear that you say dirty words on your podcast." And I said, "Yeah, I'm sorry." But anyways, that's all the Twitter shout-outs we have. As always, if you're not following us on Twitter, why? You should be following us at N4GPodcast. Also follow all of us individually. Follow at ZTGD, at GambusCon, at KillerWolverine, at RWombold, W-O-M-B-O-L-D, and at Kathlyn. Did I pronounce that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. And that's C-A-T-H-L-I-N.
Correct.
Boom.
You win.
So follow all of us individually. Also, on a personal plug, I now have a Facebook, and I like hearing from listeners and stuff, like online and on Xbox Live and on Twitter and stuff. So if you have a Facebook and you want to add me on there, I'd love to have you. My Facebook is facebook.com/wombatrp.
Just do what I tell you.
That's my personal plug. I promise that's the last one. So, in GamusCon.
And leave us some reviews on iTunes.
We're actually in the featured now. Did you know that?
Are we really?
In the top, what is it, 50 or something?
Are we really?
Yeah, we're in the featured now.
Wow, that's huge.
So
that's what I like to hear.
Excellent. Yeah, the more reviews we get, the more that we're able to, dominate the internet.
The interwebs.
Yeah. The interwebs, yo.
And it is kind of sad. I'm seeing a lot of tweets and stuff from people saying that other podcasts are dying, and it makes me sad.
I saw that
Idle Thumbs, I think, stopped, and
something
else did. So,
and I'm not going to mention any specific shows, but there's like certain shows where a lot of the people that brought the magic to the show just
are gone.
Leave, and then the show that they leave behind
isn't as good.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, hey, how's it going?
Huge thank you to everybody that listens to this show.
Yeah.
Because we have a blast doing it every week. So.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. I look forward to recording the show every week.
Yeah, same here.
It's only going to get bigger from here.
only going to get bigger.
It's going to be gigantinormous.
And a big thank you to Kat for showing up on the show this week. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
No problem.
We do this more often now.
Yeah. Absolutely. See?
I thought this was like a trial, and you know, because I saw you were like, oh, she's a special guest, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Snap.
Well, I meant the technology, not the person.
So, but yeah, anytime you want to come on the podcast, we'd love to have you.
I feel terrible now.
No, you don't.
You're right, I don't.
Liar.
All right, well, I think that's the show.
I think that's the show.
So, Mr. Khan, now you get to blow out somebody else's eardrums.
All right. Okay, here it goes.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can! It's me, Mario!
Zero dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
And
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.